ஜெயம் விஷ்ணுபாத பரமஹம்ச பரிவிராஜகாச்சாரியா அஷ்டோத்தரசத ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீமான் அபய சரணாரவிந்த பக்திவேதாந்த கோஸ்வாமி மகாராஜ் ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாதகி ஜெயம் நத்திரிலா பிரவிஷ விஷ்ணுபாத பரமஹம்ச பரிவிராஜகாச்சாரிய அஷ்டோத்தரசத ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீமான் பக்தி சித்தாந்த சரஸ்வதி மகாராஜ் ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாதகி அனந்தகோடி வைஷ்ணவ விருந்தகி நாமாச்சாரிய ஸ்ரீல ஹரிதாஸ் டாகூர்கி பிரயம் சஹோ ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்த விருந்தகி ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ ராதா கிருஷ்ண கோப கோபிநாத ஷியாமகுண்ட ராதாகுண்ட கிரி கோவர்தானிக்கு விருந்தாவன் தாமிக்கு மாயப்பூர் தாமிக்கு மதுரபுரி தாமிக்கு ஜெகநாத்புரி தாமிக்கு துவாரகாபுரி தாமிக்கு கங்கமாயிக்கு யமுனமாயிக்கு துளசி தேவிக்கு பக்தி தேவிக்கு சாமவேத பக்த பிருந்தக்கு ஓர் பிரேமானந்த ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு அசம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ் ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு தி அசம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ் ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு தி அசம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ் ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ குருவன் கௌரங்கா ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத் நமாம்ஸ்ரீபதாய கிருஷ்ணப்பிரசாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதி பக்திவேதாந்த ஸ்வாமிநிதி நாமினே நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி ஏவம் கௌரவாணி பிரஜாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பாஷாத்ய தேசதாரிணி ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய
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 ஓம் அஞ்ஞானதிமிராந்தஸ்ய ஞானாஞ்சனசலாகய சக்ஷுருன்மீலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஹ ஸ்ரீச்சைதன்யமனோதிஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் யேன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூபகதா மஹ்யம் ததாதி ஸ்வபதம் திவ்யம் வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு ஸ்ரீயுதா பதகமலம் ஸ்ரீகுரும் வைஷ்ணவாஞ்ச ஸ்ரீரூபம் சாக்ரஜாதம் சஹகண ரகுநாதான்விதம் தம் சஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜனா சஹிதம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தேவம் ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ணபதம் சகனலலிதம் ஸ்ரீ விசாகாநிதம் விஷ்ணுபதாய கிருஷ்ணப்பிரசாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்திவேதாந்த ஸ்வாமி நாமினே நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவி கௌரவாணி பிரஜாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பாஷாத்ய தேசதாரிணே நமாம் விஷ்ணுபதாய கிருஷ்ணப்பிரசாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி சித்தாந்த சரஸ்வதி நாமினே ஸ்ரீ வர்ஷபானவி தேவி தைதாய கிருபாப்தயே கிருஷ்ண சம்பந்த விஞ்ஞானம் தாயினே பிரபவே நமாம் மாதுரியுஜ்வல பிரேமாத்யா ஸ்ரீ ரூபானுக பக்திதா ஸ்ரீ கௌரகருணா சக்தி விக்ரஹாய நமோஸ்துதே நமஸ்தே கௌரவாணி ஸ்ரீமூர்த்தயே தீனதாரிணே ரூபநூக விருத்தாவ சித்தாந்தத்வந்தஹாரிணே கௌரகிஷோராய சாட்சாத் வைராக்யமூர்த்தயே விப்ரலம்பர சாம்போதே பதாம்புஜாயதே நமாம் நமோ பக்தி விநோதாய சச்சிதானந்த நாமினே கௌரசக்தி ஸ்வரூபாய ரூபநூக வராயதே கௌரவிர்பவூமேஸ்தும் நிர்தேஷ்டாச ஜனப்ரிய வைஷ்ணவ சர்வபௌம ஸ்ரீ ஜெகநாதாய தே நமாம் வஞ்சகல்பகருப்யஶ்ச கிருபா சிந்துபேவ ச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நமாம் நமோ மகாவதன்யாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேம பிரதாய தே கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய நாம்னே கௌரத்விஷே நமாம் பஞ்சதத்வாத்மகம் கிருஷ்ணம் பக்தரூபஸ்வரூபகம் பக்தாவதாரம் பக்தாக்யம் நமாமி பக்தசாத்விகம் ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்தோ தீனபந்தோ ஜகல்பதே கோபேஷ கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமோஸ்துதே சுரதோ பங்கோர் மம மந்தமதேர்கதி மத் சர்வஸ்வபதாம் போஜோ ராதா மதன மோகனௌ திவ்ய வந்தாரண்ய கல்பத்ருமால ஸ்ரீமன் ரத்நாகர சிம்ஹாசனஸ்தோ ശ്രീശ്രീരാധാശീല ഗോവിന്ദദേവോ പ്രക്ഷാലിസേവ്യമാനോ സ്മരാമി ശ്രീമന്രാസരസാരംഭീ വംശീവടതടസ്ഥിത കൃഷന് വേണുസ്വനേർഗോപേർഗോപിനാഥാശ്രയേസ്തു നാം തപ്തകാഞ്ചനഗൗരാംഗീ രാധേ വൃന്ദാവനേശ്വരി വൃഷഭാനുസുതേ ദേവി പ്രണമാമി ഹരിപ്രിയേ. ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭോ നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. ഓം പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതം ഭഗവതം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതം പുരാണ മുനിനം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണീ ഭഗവതീമഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീം അംബ ത്വാമനുസന്ദദാമി ഭഗവദ്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണീം. നമോസ്തുതേ വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധേ ഉല്ലാരവിന്ദായതപത്രനേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപ പ്രപന്നവാരിജാതായ ത്വത്രവേത്രൈകപാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമഃ. സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധാ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സസുധീർഭോക്താ ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹത് വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം കംസചാമൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും. ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതടാജയദ്രതജല ഗാന്ധാരനീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ ക്രമേണ വഹനീ കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാ വികർണ ഘോരമകര ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സോതീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദീ കൈവർത്തക കേശവാം പാരാശര്യവജസ്സരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനകകേസരം ഹരികഥാ സംബോധനാഭോദിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഹ വിബീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാത് ഭാരത പങ്കജ കലിമല പ്രധ്വംസിന ശ്രേയസേ. കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽ കൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാവരുണേന്ദ്ര രുദ്രമരുതസ്ത്വന്വന്ദി ദിവ്യൈ സ്തവേർ വേദൈർ സാംഗവദൈർ ക്രമ ഉപനിഷദൈർ ഗായന്തി യം സമഗാഃ. ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിതദ്ഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തി യം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസുരാസുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ. Daksha Prajapati, what we were talking about. Daksha Prajapati's head was replaced with a goat's head. We saw in the end of the sacrifice. And the question will come, why all these things happened, isn't it? That this incident of Daksha Prajapati is saying to us that the purpose was good, in the sense that Daksha Prajapati had the intention to perform a sacrifice, Brihaspati Savam. And in that sacrifice, he wanted to glorify Vishnu, which is all good. But he had also the bad intention to offend Shiva. That was where things went wrong. And so, you may have done many good things in this world, but if the motive behind it is evil, then that action will cause problems. That is what they say in the Shastramas, Uddhesha Shuddhi. Shuddhi means the purity of your purpose. The purity of the purpose behind, or the thought behind the action. That's called Uddesha Shuddhi. But because there was no purity in Daksha's thoughts, the purpose was to perform the sacrifice to glorify Vishnu. But on the other hand, he had also this evil motive behind it to offend Shiva. That fired back on him. That has come back in a form that ended up like this. Vishnu will never be pleased with that. Glorifying Vishnu is necessary, important. But at the same time, offending Shiva is not necessary. That was a evil thought which has come into because of the development of the Veda Buddhi inside. This is what Veda Buddhi does. This is an interesting thing because this is what the Trayagam is teaching us. You can see that Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita also to us that Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavi Hastini Shuni Jaiva Shobageja Pandita Samadarshina. Samadarshina means equal vision. Krishna is saying to us. But these very people who are listening to all these things, they create Veda Buddhi in people's mind. Veda Buddhi means opposite to Samadarshana. Samadarshana means equal vision. Veda Buddhi means to create differences between people, personalities, different living entities. To think that one is higher and one is lower. One is better, one is worse. In all living entities, who is present inside is the same Atma, present in everyone. Where can it be any difference there? The only difference is on the external dress, is it not? Based on the body. So here, for Daksha, this is what has happened. He started saying that Vishnu is the only truth, Shiva is not the truth. This issue came up in him, and this is what has happened. So, therefore, always it is important to tell us this important message, that once this Veda Buddhi develops, the reason is this. Our mind is under the three modes of material nature, isn't it? And the Krishna or Atma or Brahman is free from the three modes of material nature. Our mind is under the three modes of material nature. Krishna or Bhagavan or Brahman or Paramatma is free from the three modes of material nature. Therefore, it is difficult for the mind, which is under the modes of nature, to meditate on the absolute truth. We are not able to relate with the truth, isn't it? And in order that to make it easier for our purpose, Shruti has given us these options, what is called as sagunam and nirgunam. Nirgunam, sagunam means that you can see here that in this Varaha Avataram also we notice the same thing that Saguna Upasana, Saguna Upasana or Saguna Sevanam or with attributes. That is where the three forms comes in, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. And that is why based on those three forms, three different processes of worship has also come into existence, which is called Shaivam, Vaishnavam and Shaktayam, Shakti worship, Devi worship. So, Shaivam, Shaktam, and Vaishnavam, these three forms of worship came into existence because Shruti Vedam suggested this. And although God is one, there is no question about that, there is only one. But our samskaram is different, our modes of nature is different, therefore our convenience that these three different modes of nature, three different forms have been given to us to worship. And it does not say that there are many gods or there are many different sampradayas exist. That is due to our ajnanam, it has been composed. So in due course of time in the history that different people took to different processes and therefore these different sampradayas also came into existence. But that, and then they became religion. Three different kinds of religions existed, and we started thinking that Shiva, Vishnu, Devi, they are all different people, and therefore we started taking sides there. Krishna is saying to us, give up this Veda Buddhi. Veda Buddhi should be given up.
Instead, there is only one truth. And Vedas, Vedic injunction is this, that even in the ordinary living entities, we should not have Veda Buddhi. Ordinary living entities in this world, like we say, that the Veda Buddhi causes these problems, that seeing one higher and one lower, one is better, one is worse, in this way. So Veda Shasanam or Vedic injunction is not to create Veda Buddhi even among the not only human society, but even including all other living entities. And these instructions are coming from the Veda, which comes from the Absolute Truth. And what we have done is, we have gone and created this Veda Buddhi in the Truth itself. The Truth is telling us, the Absolute Truth, Krishna, whichever way you want to address that Truth, according to their Shiva worship, devotees worship as Shiva, Devi devotees as worship as Devi, Vishnu devotees is worshipping as Vishnu, whatever it may be, that these three forms of worshipping did exist. And what we have done is that Vedam, which tells us not to create any Veda Buddhi among the living entities, we have gone and put that upon the Truth itself. That's what we have done, isn't it? So then you can imagine what will happen. And from there, the differences started saying one is higher than another, one is lower. In this way, situations develop. So with this result, what happened was, the Shiva devotee said that Shiva is supreme, and Vishnu devotee says Vishnu is supreme, and the argument started from that day. That carried on for centuries. It still goes on. So, because our, Daksha Prajapati was a Vaishnava, naturally he didn't like Shiva or the devotees of Shiva. And in that process, he started becoming very offensive to others, and there was no benefit from that, except that it was developing arrogance and also hate towards each other. So it was at that time Brahma thought about this, that why are they discriminating like this? And therefore he thought, if I get married Daksha's daughter to Shiva, probably this enmity will come to an end. This was the idea behind that. And therefore Brahma married Sati Devi to Daksha. But they thought that Shiva will become Shiva's father-in-law. Daksha becomes Shiva's father-in-law, and Shiva becomes Daksha's son-in-law. In that way, that enmity will go away. But it didn't happen like that. On the other way, that Daksha Prajapati became more and more fanatic about his ism, whatever that may be, and therefore it developed into serious problems. All that what we can see here. And therefore he developed such a offensive nature towards Shiva. So, so that is the Daksha Prajapati story. So Daksha Prajapati ended up with this goat's head. But Lord Shiva says to him at that time, to everybody who are present there, although everything has gone in the wrong direction, we have to complete this sacrifice. And any sacrifice, you are not allowed to stop halfway. That's considered to be particularly bad. So they all remembered Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu appeared on the... And Krishna, Vishnu's presence purified the atmosphere. So Mahavishnu appeared, they glorified Mahavishnu, and immediately Mahavishnu appeared there, as though Mahavishnu was just waiting to be called to come. So, and Mahavishnu arrives there and instructs everybody who are present there. And he told them that it is important to perform sacrifices, but it should be offered to the pleasure of the satisfaction of Vishnu. Mantra Shuddhi, Karma Shuddhi, Sthala Shuddhi. That means the mantras which were chanted by very qualified people. That was good. Mantra Shuddhi was there. Qualified people were chanting the mantra. Great rishis, Bhrigu and many others, they were chanting the mantra. Therefore, they had all the purity in chanting the mantra, or called Mantra Shuddhi. Then Karma Shuddhi was there. Karma Shuddhi means that all the all the activities which were performed there had the proper ingredients that was brought in, and everything was done perfectly according to the Shastram. Therefore, the karmam was pure. Karma Shuddhi was pure. Stala Shuddhi. Stala Shuddhi means the purity of the place where it was performed, that was also there. In everything was there, but only one thing was missing, the intention, or Udesha Shuddhi, that wasn't there. Therefore, these things happened. The intention was to insult Mahadeva or Lord Shiva and to show his position, Daksha's position. And if these two things comes together, then nothing can go wrong than that. That is what has happened to Daksha Prajapati. So, important thing to learn from this, to have an equal vision towards everybody. So, because Krishna is present in everyone, in everybody's heart, and there is no difference from one living entity to another, and everyone is one form of other way manifestation of Krishna in this world. And in this way, all good instructions were given to them, and Krishna, Mahavishnu blessed them all and told them to continue with the sacrifice, and Mahavishnu left. And the demigods also completed everything and they went back to their own abode. So, in this Dakshayagam, the main personality there is, what has happened is the greatest disaster what happened. More than Daksha losing his head is what happened to Sadidevi. Isn't it? So, although she gave up this connection with Daksha, with that body burning in the yoga fire, afterwards she gave up severe penances and austerities and took birth as the daughter of Himavan, Haimavati in that name, or Sri Parvati. And in that way she executed very severe penances and pleased Mahadeva and came back again. And with remembering Lord Shiva and Sri Parvati, this chapter finishes there, the Kshayagam's chapter. And this is an important chapter also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, because if ever, due to some reason, if one has offended Shiva in any way, at that time, those who hear this pastime of the Kshayagam, they get freed from their sinful reactions. That is also mentioned in the Bhagavatam as a special benediction to this particular episode. And that's why the six chapters in the Srimad, fourth canto, finishes with the story of Dakshayagam. Now we will go into the next chapter. Eighth chapter. 4:8. दक्षकन्यान्वये प्राप्ता दक्षयज्ञकथोदिता मणिपुत्रान्वये प्राप्ता ध्रुवचर्याद पञ्चमी. श्रीधराचार्य स्वामीजी सेज़ दिस. अष्टमी गुरुदारोक्ति रोषमत्सरद पुरा निर्गतेन ध्रुवेनाद तपसा हरितोषणम. दैट व्हेन वी वर टॉकिंग अबाउट द दक्षस डॉटर्स ऑफ दक्ष. In there, the sacrifice of Daksha was spoken. And next one in this is that the great devotee Dhruva, his story comes here. Because of his Suniti and Suriji, the two wives of Uttanapada. Suniti was Dhruva's mother. Suriji, you can say, was the stepmother of Dhruva. Hearing from the harsh words spoken by Suruji, Dhruva Maharaj got very upset, anger, and that malsaram, competition nature in him. Due to that, he went to the forest to perform penances. And after his penances, Krishna was pleased with him. And that is what is spoken in this eighth chapter. అష్టమాధ్యాయ శ్రీ మైత్రే ఉవాచ సనగాద్యామరదశ్చ హృభుర్హంసారుణిర్యతి నైతే గృహాన్ బ్రహ్మ సదా అవసానూర్ధ్వరే దశా మృషా ధర్మస్య భార్యాంసి దంభం మాయా చ శత్రుహన్ అసూదమిథునం దత్తు నిరదర్జగృహే ప్రజాః తయో సమవల్లోభో నిగృదిశ్చ మహామతే తాభ్యాం క్రోధశ్చ హింసా చ యదుర్యుక్తి స్వసాకలి దురుక్తౌ కలిరాదత్త జయం మృత్యుం చ సత్తమా తయోశ్చ మిథునం యజ్ఞే యాతనా నిరయస్తథా సంగ్రహేణ మయా ఖ్యాత ప్రతిసర్గస్థవానఖ త్రిషుత్వైదల్పుమాన్ పుణ్యం ఇదినోత్యాత్మనోమలం అథాదకీర్తయే వంశం పుణ్యకీర్తే కురుద్వః స్వయంభువస్యాపి మనోర్హరేరంశాంశ జన్మనా ప్రియం వ్రతోత్థానపాదౌ శతరూపాపదే సుతౌ వాసుదేవస్య కలయా రక్షాయాం జగదస్థితౌ జాయే ఉత్థానపాదస్య సునీతి సురజిస్తయో సురుచి ప్రయసీ పత్యుర్నేతరాయస్యతో ధ్రువాం ఏకదా సురుచి పుత్రమంగం ఆరోప్య లాలయన్ ఉత్తమం నారిరుక్షం తం ధ్రువం రాజాభ్యనందన తదా చికీర్షమానందం సపత్న్యాస్తనయం ధ్రువం సురుచి శృణదో రాజ్యా శీర్ష మహాదిగర్విదా నవల్స నృపదేర్దృష్ణ్యం భవానారుడుమర్హతి నగృహీతో మయా నత్వం కుక్షావపి నృపాల్మజ బాలోసి పదాల్మానమన్య స్త్రీ గర్భ సంభ్రతం నూనం వేద భవాన్ యస్య దుర్లభర్థే మనోరథాః తపసారాధ్య పురుషం తస్సైవ అనుగ్రహేణ మే గర్భత్వం సాధయాల్మానం విదీచసి నృపాసనం శ్రీ మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ మాధు సపత్న్యాసు దురుక్తివిద్ధం శసన్నుషా దండహతో యదా హి హిత్వా మిషందం పితరం సన్నవాచం జగామ మాధు ప్రరుదన్ సకాశం తం నిశ్వసందం స్ఫురిదాధరోష్టం సునీతిరుల్సంగముదూహ్య బాలం నిశమ్యదల్ పౌరముఖా నిధానందం సా వివ్యదేయల్ గదితం సపత్న్యా సోల్సృజ్య ధైర్యం విలలాపశోకం దావాగ్నినాదావరదేవ బాల వాక్యం సపత్న్యా స్మరది సరోజ శ్రియా దృశ బాష్పగలామువాహ దీర్ఘం శ్వసంతీ వృజనస్య వారం అపశ్యదీ బాలకమాహవాల మా మంగళం తాత పరేషు మంస్తాం భుంక్తే జనోయల్ పరదుఃఖదస్తే సత్యం సురుజ్యాభిహితం భవాన్ మే విదల్ దుర్భాగాయా ఉదరే గృహీత సన్యన వృద్ధశ్చ విలజ్జదేయాం భార్యేది వా ఓటు మిటస్పతిర్మాం ఆదిష్టత జ్ఞాతి విమల్సరస్తు ముక్తం సమాత్రాపి యదవ్యళీగం ఆరాధయా దోక్షజ పాదవల్పం యది ఇచ్ఛసే అధ్యాసనముత్తమో యథాం యస్యాంగికరం వల్పం పరిరచర్య విశ్వం విభావనాయాతగుణాభివత్తే అజోధ్యతిష్టల్ ఖలు పారమేష్ట్యం పదం జిదాత్మ శ్వసనాభివంద్యం తథా మనుర్వో భగవాన్ పితామహో యమేకమిత్యాపురిదక్షిణైర్మఖే ఇష్టోవిభేదే ద్రవాపమన్యదో భవం సుఖం దివ్యమథాపవర్గ్యం తమేవ వల్సాశ్రయ ప్రత్యవత్సలం ముముక్షుభిర్భృగ్యపదాబ్జపద్ధతిం అనన్యభావేన జధర్మభావిదే మనస్సవస్థాపి వజస్స పురుషం నాణ్యం తదపద్మబలాశలోచనాల్ దుఃఖచిదం దే మృగయామి కంచన యో మృగ్యదే హస్తగృహీతవల్పయా శ్రీయేతరైరంగ విమృగ్యమాణయ మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ ఏం సంజల్పితం మాధు రాగర్ణ్యార్థాగమం భజా సంనేమ్యాల్పన ఆత్మానం నిశ్చక్రమపిదు పురా నరదస్తు వాగర్ణ జ్ఞాత్వా సచకీర్షితం స్పృష్ట్వా ముద్ధన్యగ్ధిన ప్రాణినా ప్రహ విస్మిత అహో తేజ క్షత్రియాణం మానమంగమృష్యతం బాలోప్యయం హృదా దత్తయ్యల్ సమాధుర సద్వచ శ్రీ నారద ఉవాచ సాధునా ప్యావమానం దే సమ్మానమాపి పుత్రగా లక్షయామ కుమారస్య సక్తస్య క్రీడనాదిషు సక్తస్య క్రీడనాదిషు వికల్పే విద్యమానేభి నహ్య సంతోషహేదవా పుంసో మోహమృదే భిన్న ఎల్లోకే నిజకర్మభి పరిదుష్యేత్తదస్తాదావన్మాత్రేణ పురుష దయోపసాదితం యావద్భీక్షేశ్వర ఇక్షేశ్వరగతిం బుధ అదమాత్రోపదిష్టేన యోగేన అవిరుల్ ససియల్ ప్రసాదం సవై పుంసాం దురారాధ్యో మదో మమ మునే పదవీం యస్య సంగేనోరు జన్మభి నవిదుర్మృగేందోవి తీవ్రయోగ సమాధినా అదో నివర్తదామేష నిర్బంధస్తవ నిష్ఫల ఇది శ్రీ భవాన్ గాలే శ్రేయసాం సముపస్థితే యసయల్ దేవవిహితం సదేన సుఖదుఃఖయో ఆత్మానం దోషయన్మేహి తమసా పరమృచ్ఛతి గుణాధిగాన్ముదం లిప్సే అనుక్రోశం గుణాధమాల్ మైత్రీం సమాన అదన్యచ్చేన దావైరభిభూయతే శ్రీ ధ్రువాజ స్వయం శమో భగవదా సుఖదుఃఖదాల్పనాం దర్శిత కృపయా పుంసాం దుర్దశోస్మద్యుదై స్తుయ అథాభిమే వినీతస్య క్షాత్రం ఘోరముపేయుషా సురచ్యా దుర్వచో బాణైర్న భిన్నే శ్రయతే హృది పదం త్రిభువనోత్కృష్టం జిగీషో సాధు వర్మమే బ్రూహిస్మిల్ ప్రతిర్భ్రమ అన్యైరభ్యన్నధిష్ఠితం నూనం భవాన్ భగవతో యోంగజ పరమేష్ణిన విదుదన్నతడే వీణాం హితార్థం జగదోర్కవల్ మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ
ഇത്യുദാഹൃതമാകർണ്യം ഭഗവാൻ നാരദസ്തദ പ്രീത പ്രത്യാഹതംബാലം സദ്വാക്യാമനുകം വയ ശ്രീ നാരദ വാച ജനന്യാഭീതപന്ദാസവൈ നിശ്രയസസ്യതേ ഭഗവാൻ വാസുദേവസ്തം ഭജതൽ പ്രാണാൽപന ധർമാർത്ഥകാമമോക്ഷാഖ്യം ഇച്ഛയമാൽപന ഏകമേവ ഹരേസ്തത്ര കാരണം പാദസേവനം തത്ഥാത ഗച്ഛഭദ്രം ദേവനായ സ്ഥലം ശുചി പുണ്യം മധുവനം യത്ര സാന്നിധ്യം നിത്യതാ ഹരേ സ്നുഹത്വ അനുസവനം തസ്മിൻ കാളിന്യാ സലിലേ ശിവേ കൃത്വോചിതാനി നിവസം ആത്മന കൽപിതാസന പ്രാണായാമേന ത്രിവിധാ പ്രാണേന്ദ്രിയ മനോബലം ശനൈർവിദ്യായേൻ മനസാ ഗുരുണാ ഗുരും പ്രസാദാദിമുഖം ശിശുൽ പ്രസന്നവതരേ ക്ഷണം സുനാസം സുബ്രുവം ചാരു കപോലം സുരസുന്ദരം തരുണം രമണീയാംഗമരുണോഷ്ടേ ക്ഷടാധരം പ്രണതാശ്രയണം നൂർണം ശരണ്യം കരുണാർണവം കരുണാർണവം ശ്രീവത്സാംഗം ഘനശ്യാമം പുരുഷം മനമാലിനം ശ്രീശങ്കചക്രകഥാവൽപ്മൈ അഭിവ്യക്തചതുർഭുജം കിരീടിനം കുണ്ടലിനം കേയൂരവലയാൻവിതം കൗസ്തുഭാഭരണഗ്രീവം വിതകൌശയവാസസം കാഞ്ചീകലാലപര്യസ്തം രസൽകാഞ്ചനൂപുരം ദർശനീയതമം ശാന്തം മനോനയനവർദ്ധനം പദ്ഭ്യം നഖമണിശ്രേണിയവിലസദ്ഭ്യം സമർച്ചതം ഹൃത്പർമ്മകർണീയാദിഷ്ടം ആക്രമ്യാത്മന്യവസ്ഥിതം സ്മയമാനഭിധ്യാവലോകനം മനസാവരദർശവം ഏവം ഭഗവതോ രൂപം സുഭദ്രം ധ്യായതോ മന നിർവൃത്യാപരയാതൂർണം സമ്പന്നം നിവർത്തതെ ജപുശ്ചഭ്യശ്ച പരമോ ഗുഹ്യശ്രൂയതാമേ നൃപാത്മജ യം സപ്തരാത്രം പ്രമാൻ ഭുവാൻ പശ്യതി ഖേചരാൻ ഭുവാൻ പശ്യതി ഖേചരാൻ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ മന്ത്രേണ അനിനദേവസ്യ ഗുരിയാൽ ദേവമയീം ബുധാ സപര്യാദേശകാല വിഭാഗവിൽ സലിലേ ശിശുബിർമാലിയർ വനേർ മൂല്യഫലാദിപി ശസ്താങ്കുരയും ശുഗൈശാർത്തു ശുഗൈശാർച്ചേർ തുളസ്യാ പ്രിയയാ പ്രഭം ലദ്വാ ദ്രവ്യമയീം മർച്ചം ശുദ്ധ്യ അംബാദിഷു വാർച്ചയിൽ അമൃത അഭൃതാത്മനിശാന്തോ യഥവാങ്മിതമന്യഭു സ്വേച്ഛാവതാരചരിതേ അചിന്തനിശമായേയാകരിഷ്യുത്തമ ശ്ലോകസ്ഥൽ ധ്യായേദ്യതയംഗമം പരിചര്യാ ഭഗവതോ യാവത്യ പൂർവസേവിതാ മന്ദഹൃദയേനൈവ പ്രയുജ്യൻ മന്ത്രമൂർത്തയെ ഏവം കായേന മനസാ വചസാ ച മനോഗതം പരിചര്യമാണോ ഭഗവാൻ ഭക്തിമൽ പരിചര്യയാ പുംസാവമ്മമായിനം സമ്യക് ഭജതാം ഭാവവർദ്ധന ശ്രയോ ദിശത്യഭിമതം യദ്ധർമാദിഷു ദേഹിനം വിരക്തശ്ചേന്ദ്രിയരതോ ഭക്തിയോഗേന ഭൂയസാ തം നിരന്തരഭാവേന ഭജേതോധാ വിമുക്തയെ ഇത്യുക്തസ്ഥം പരിക്രമ്യ പ്രണമ്യ നിഭാർഭക നിഭാർഭക യയോ മധുമനം പുണ്യം ഹരേ ശരണചർച്ചിതം തപോവനം ഗതേ തസ്മിൻ പ്രവിഷ്ടോന്തപുരം മുനി അർഹിതാർഹണഗോരാജ്ഞ സുഭാസീനമുവാചതം നാരദോവാച രാജൻ കിം ധ്യായസേ ദീർഘം മുഖേന പരിശുഷ്യത കിം വാ നിരീക്ഷതേ കാമോ ധർമ്മോ വാർത്ഥേന സംയുത രാജോ വാചാ സൂതമീ ബാലകോ ബ്രഹ്മൻ ശ്രേണീന കരുണാൽപന നിർവാസിത പഞ്ചവർഷ സഹമാത്രാ മഹാൻ കവി അപ്യനാഥം മനേ ബ്രഹ്മൻ മഹാ അസ്മാദന്തിർഭഗം മൃഗ ശ്രാന്തം ശ്രയാനം ക്ഷുന്ദിതം പരിമ്ലാനമുഖാംബുജം അഹമേബദൗരാൽപ്യം ശ്രീജിതസ്യോപദാരയ യോംഗം പ്രേംണ ആരുരുക്ഷന്തം അഭിനന്ദന സത്തമാ ശ്രീ നാരദവാച മാമാശയസ്വതനയം ദേവഗുപ്തം വിശാംബദേ വിശാംബദേ തൽപ്രഭാവവിജ്ഞായ പ്രാവുങ്ക്തയദ്യശോ ജഗൽ സുദുഷ്കരം കർമ്മ കൃത്വാ ലോകപാലൈരപി പ്രഭു ഐശ്വര്യരചിരതോ രാജൻ യശോ വിപുലയം സ്തവ ശ്രീമൈത്രയവാച ഇതി ദേവർഷിണാ പ്രോക്തം വിശ്രുത്യ ജഗദീപതി രാജലക്ഷ്മീമനാദൃത്യ പുത്രമേവാനു ചിന്തയൽ തത്രാഭിഷിക്തപ്രയതസ്തമുപേഷ്യോ ഉപോഷ്യ വിഭാവരിയം സമാഹിത പരിചരദൃശ്യാദേശേന പുരുഷം ത്രിരാത്രാന്തേ ത്രിരാത്രാന്തേ കവിത്തപദരാശന ആത്മവൃത്തിനുസാരേണ മാസം നിന്യർച്ചയൻ ഹരിം ദ്വിതീയം ച തഥാ മാസം ഷഷ്ടേ ഷഷ്ടേർഭഗോ ദിനേ തൃണവർണാദിവിശീർണേ കൃതാന്നോഭ്യർച്ചയദ്വിഭം തൃതീയം ചാനയൻ മാസം നവമേ നവമേ ഹനി അഭക്ഷോത്തമ ശ്രൗപദാവാൽസ ഉപതാവൽസമാധിന ചതുർത്ഥമപി വൈമാസം ദ്വാദശേ ദ്വാദശേ ഹനി വായുവക്ഷോജിതശ്വാസോ ധ്യായേന്ദേവമധാരയൽ പഞ്ചമേ മാസനു പ്രാപ്തി ജിതശ്വാസോ നൃവാത്മജ ധ്യായൻ ബ്രഹ്മവദൈകേന തസ്തുസ്ഥാണുരിവാചല ഇവാചല സർവതോമനമാകൃഷ്യ കൃതി ഭൂതേന്ദ്രിയാശയം ധ്യായൻ ഭഗവതരൂപം നാദ്രാക്ഷിൽ കിഞ്ചനാ പരം ആധാരം മഹദാദീനാം പ്രധാനപുരുഷേശ്വരം ബ്രഹ്മധാരയമാണസ്യ ത്രയോ ലോകാശ്ച കമ്പിരേ യദൈകവാദേന സപാർത്ഥിവാർഭകസ്ഥസ്ഥൌ തദങ്കുഷ്ണതി പീഡിതാമഹി തനാമ തത്രാർത്ഥമിതിവിധ്രമിഷ്ഠിത തരീവ സവ്യേതരത പദേ പദേ തസ്മിൻ അവിദ്യായ വിഷമാൽപനോദ്വാരം നിരുദ്ധ്യാസമനന്യയാ ധിയാ ലോകാനിരുശ്വാസനി പീഡിതോ ഭൃഷം സലോകബാലാശരണം യയുർഹരിം ദേവാഊചു നൈവം പിതാമോ ഭഗവാൻ പ്രാണരോധം ചരാചരസ്യാഖില സത്വധാമ്ന വിദേഹിതന്നോ വൃജിനാദ്വിമോക്ഷം പ്രാപ്തവയം ത്വം ശരണം ശരണ്യം ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച മാഭൈഷ്ടബാലം തപസോ ദുരത്യയ നിവർത്തയിഷേ പ്രതിയാൽ സുധാമ ഇതോ ഹിവ പ്രാണനിരോധമാസ്തി ഔത്താനബാധർമായി
సంగదాల్మా శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణే పరమహంసం సంహితాయాం చతుర్థస్కందే ధ్రువచరితే అష్టమోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద ద 9th చాప్టర్ నవమీదు హరిం స్తుత్వా లబ్ధ్వా తస్మాద్ వరాన్ వరాన్ ధ్రువ ప్రత్యాగత్యాగరౌద్రాజ్యం పిత్రా దత్తమితి ఇర్యదే శ్రీధరస్వామి సేస్ దేర్ దట్ ఆఫ్టర్ సీయింగ్ మహావిష్ణు ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ధ్రువ మహారాజ్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ హిమ్ ఇన్ ఏ మోస్ట్ అప్రోప్రియేట్ వే అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ మహావిష్ణు హీ రిసీవ్డ్ మెనీ బెనిడిక్షన్స్ అండ్ గాన్ బ్యాక్ టు హిస్ కింగ్డమ్ అండ్ హిస్ ఫాదర్ ఉథానవాద హ్యాస్ handed over the kingdom to him, and many years Dhruva Maharaj carried out the administration of his kingdom. All that is spoken in this 9th chapter. Shri Maitreya Vajat Ayomul Sandhaya Urukrame Kridavanama Prayus Trivishtavam Sahasra Shirsham Vidado Agaral Pada Madhurvanam Vritya Dudrakshayagada Savaidhiya Yoga Vipagati Vipraya Hral Palpagoshe Spiritam Tadil Prabham Tirohidam Sahasaivo Balakshya బహిస్థితం తదవస్థం దదర్శ తద్దర్శనీనాగత సాధు సక్షిద వందనాంగం వినమయ్య దండవల్ దృగ్భ్యాం ప్రపశ్యన్ ప్రపిబన్ నివార్భగం శ్లాం చుంబన్ నివాసీన భుజైరి వాశ్లేషన్ సదం వివక్షన్నమద్విదం హరిర్జాత్వస్య సర్వస్య హృది అవస్థిత కృతాంజలిం బ్రహ్మమయ్యేన కంబునాం పస్పర్శ బాలం కృపయా కపోలే సవై తదైవ ప్రతిపాదితాం గిరం దైవీం పరిజ్ఞాత పరాల్ప నిర్ణయ తం భక్తి భావోభిగ్నాద సత్వరం పరిశుధోరిశ్రవసం ధ్రువక్షిది ధ్రువవాచాయోంద ప్రవిశ మమవాచమిమాం ప్రసుప్తం సంజీవయతరస్వధాన్న అన్యాంశ హస్తచరణ శ్రవణాత్కాదీన్ ప్రాణాన్నమో భగవదే పురుషాయ తుభ్యం ఏకస్తమేవ భగవన్నిదమాత్మశక్త్యా మాయాఖయోరు గుణయా మహదాద్య శేషం సృష్టాని విషపురుసద్గుణేషు నానేవ దారిషు విభావ సువద్భాసి త్వద్దత్తయా వైనయేదమజష్ట విశ్వం సుప్త ప్రబుద్ధమివ నాథమవల్ ప్రవన్న తస్యావవర్గశరణం తవ పాదమూలం విస్మర్యదే కృతవిదా కథమార్థబంధో నూనం విముష్టమదయ స్తవమాయయాతే ఏ త్వం భవాపే విమోషణం అన్యహేదో అర్చంది కల్పగతిరిం కుణపోపభోగ్యం ఇచ్చంది ఎల్ స్పర్శం ఎల్ స్పర్శజం నిరయే వినృణాం యా నృది స్తనుబృదాం తవ పాదవల్పిం ధ్యానాద్భవజ్జన కథా శ్రవణేన వా అస్యాల్ సా బ్రహ్మణీ మహిమన్యవి నాథమాబుల్కిం త్వందకాసులుళిదాల్ పదతాం విమానాల్ భక్తి ముహూ ప్రవహదాం తోయిమే ప్రసంగో భూయాదనందమహదా అమలాశయానాం ఏన అంజసోల్పణమురు వ్యసనం భవాబ్దిం నిషీ భవల్ గుణ కథామృత పానమత్త సేన స్మరంద్యతితరాం ప్రియమీషమర్త్యం ఏ చాన్యుత కృతశుద్ధ సహృద్గ్రహవితార ఏ త్వబ్జనా భవదీయ పదారవింద సౌగంధ్య లుబ్ధ హృదయేషు కృత ప్రసంగా తిజన్ నగద్విజ సరీ తృపదేవ దైత్యం అత్యాది విపరీతం సదసద్విశేషం రూపం సవిష్టమజదే మహదాద్య అనేకం నాథ పరం పరమవేమిన యత్రవాద కల్పాంతమేదగిలం జఠరేణ గృహణన్ శేదే పుమాన్ సుదృగ అనంద సహ సదంగే యన్నాభిసింధు ఉహగాంజన సింధురుహ కాంచన లోకపల్ప గర్భే ధిమాన్ భగవదే ప్రణదోస్మి తస్మై త్వం నిత్యముక్త పరిశుద్ధ విబుద్ధమాల్పా కూటస్థమాది పురుషో భగవాం స్త్రధీష యల్బుద్ధ్యవస్థితిమఖండితయా సుదృష్ట్యా ద్రష్టాస్థితావతిమహో వ్యతిరిక్తమాసే యస్మిన్ విరుద్ధగదయో నిశంపతంది విద్యాదయో వివిధ శక్తేమానుభూయాల్ తద్బ్రహ్మ విష భౌమేక అనందమాదిమానందమాత్రం అవికారమహం ప్రపద్యే సత్యాశిషో విభగవం స్థవపాదపల్పం ఆశీస్తానుపజత పురుషార్థమూర్ధే అప్యవమాధి భగవాన్ పరిపాది దీనన్ వాశ్రయ వల్సగమనుగ్రహ కాతరస్మాన్ శ్రీ మైత్రయ వాచ యథాభిష్టమేవం వై సల్సంకల్పేన ధీమదా మృత్యాదిక్త భగవాన్ ప్రతినందేదమబ్రవీల్ శ్రీ భగవాన్ వాచ వేదాహం దే వ్యవసిదం హృదిరాజన్య బాలక తల్ప్రయచ్చామి భద్రం దే దురాపం వపి సువ్రతా నాన్యైరదిషితం భద్రాయద్భ్రాజిష్ణు ధ్రువక్షిది యత్ర గ్రహార్క్షధారాణాం జ్యోతిషాం చక్రమాహిదం మేధ్యాం కోచక్రవల్సాస్ను పరస్థాల్ కల్పవాసినాం ధర్మోగ్ని కశ్యప శుక్రో మునియో ఏన వన ఉగస చరందీర్షణీకృత్య భ్రమందో ఎల్ సదా అరగ ప్రస్థితివనం పిత్రా దత్వాగం ధర్మ సంశ్రయ షల్త్రింశద్ దర్శ సహస్రం రక్షితా వ్యాహదేంద్రియ త్వద్భ్రాతిరుత్తమే నష్టే మృగయాయాం తన్మన అన్వేషన్ దీవనం మద దావాగ్నిం సా ప్రవేక్ష్యతి విశ్వామాంయజ్ఞహృదయం యజ్ఞై పుష్కల దక్షిణై భుక్త్వా చేహాశిర సత్యాందే మాం సంస్మరిష్యసి తదో గంధాసి మల్సానం సర్వలోక నమస్కృతం ఉపరిష్టాదృశిభ్యస్తం యతో నావతయే గదా శ్రీ మైత్రేయ వాచ ఇత్యభ్యర్చితస్య భగవాన్ ఇది దిశ్య అల్పనిపదం బాలస్య పశుదోదామ సుమగా గరుడధ్వజ సోపి సంకల్పజం విష్ణు పాదసేవోపసాదిదం ప్రాప్య సంకల్ప నిర్వాణం ఆది ప్రీతోభ్యగాల్పురం విధుర ఉవాచ అసుదుర్లభం యల్ పరమం పరం హరి మాయావినశ్చరణార్జనార్చితం లబ్ధోపి సిద్ధార్థమిక వివేక జన్మనాం కథం సమాత్మానం అమన్యదార్థ విల్ శ్రీ మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ భాను సుపత్న్యా వాగ్బాణే హృదిస్తు తాన్ స్మరన్ తైచన్ ముక్తిపదేర్ ముక్తిం తస్మాత్ తాపోపి యువాన్ శ్రీ ధ్వోవాచ సమాధినానేకమవేన యల్పదం విదు సనందాదే మూర్ధురే దశ మాసైరహం షడ్భిరముష్యపాదయో ఛాయామువేత్య అవగతప్రదం మది అహో బత మమానాభ్యమంతవాగ్యస్య పశ్యద భవచ్చిదపాదమూలం గత్వా యాచేయదంతవల్ మదీర్విదూషిలాదేవి పదద్భిరః సహిష్ణుభి యో నారదవదస్తర్త్యం నాగ్రాహ్యమసత్తమాం దేవీ మాయాముపాశ్రిత్య ప్రసక్తమివ భిన్నదృక్ తప్యేది దీయప్యవసతి భ్రాతృభ్రాతృవ్యః ద్రుజాం మాయ ఇదల్ ప్రాప్యత్ ప్రార్థితం వ్యర్థం చికిత్సేవికదాయుషి ప్రసాద్ జగదాల్పానందప్రసాద దుష్ప్రసాదనం భవచ్చిదమయాచేహం భావం భవం భాగ్య వివర్జిత స్వరాజ్యం యచ్చదో మధ్యమాత్మానో మే భిక్షితో భద ఈశ్వరాల్ షడౌణేన ఫలీకారాని వాధనా శ్రీమైత్రేయ వాచ నవై ముకుందస్య పదారవిందయో రజోయుషస్తాదభవా దృశాజన వాచ్ఛంది తద్దస్య దాస్యమృదే అర్థమాత్మనో యదృచ్ఛయా లబ్ధమన సమృద్ధయ ఆకర్ణ్యాత్మజో మాయాంతం సంవరేతి యథాగతం రాజాన్ శ్రద్ధే భద్రమభద్రస్య ఉదోమన శ్రద్ధాయ వాక్యం దేవర్షే హర్షవేగేన దర్శిత వార్తాహర్తురీతోహారం ప్రాధాన్ మహాదనం సదృశం రథమారుహ్య వార్తస్వర పరిష్కృతం బ్రాహ్మణై కులవృద్ధైశ్చ పరిస్థో అమాత్యబంధుభిః శంగందుందుభినా అధీన బ్రహ్మఘోషేణ వేణుభిః నిశ్చక్రామపురా తూర్ణమాల్పజీ ఆత్మజాభీక్షణోత్సుకా సునీతిసృజిశ్చ అస్య మహేశ్వో రుక్మభూషితే అరిహిష్మికాం సార్ధముత్తమేనా విచగ్మదూతం దృష్టోభవన దృష్టోభవనాభ్యాసాయాంతం తరసారథాల్ అవరుహ్యపస్తూర్ణం ఆసాద్య ప్రేమ విహోళ పరిరేభేంగజం దోభ్యం దీర్ఘోల్ఖండమన శ్వసన్ పుష్వక్సేనాంగ సంస్పర్శం హతాశేషాగబంధనం అథాజిగ్రహము మూర్ధని శితేర్నయనవారి స్నాపయామసనయం జాదోద్ధామనోరథ అభివంద్య విదుపాదాపాదావాశీర్చాభిమంత్రిత నామమాదరో శీర్ష సల్కృత సజ్జనాగ్రణి సూర్యజిస్తం సముత్థాప్య పాదావనతమర్భగం పరిషజ్వాహ్య జీవేది పాష్పగద్గదయా గిరా యస్య ప్రసన్నో భగవాన్ గుణైర్మైత్రాదిభిర్హరి తస్మై నమంది భూతాని నిమ్నమాపమివ స్వయం ఉత్తమశ్చ ధ్రువశ్చాభావాన్యోన్యం ప్రేమ విహలో అంగసంగాదుల్పులగా శ్రోగం ముహురూహదు సునీతిరస్య జనీ ప్రాణేభ్యో విప్రియం సుదం ఉపౌహ్యజహావాదిం తదంగస్పర్శ నరుమృదాం పయస్సునాభ్యాం స్తనాభ్యాం సస్రావ నేత్రజై సలిలై శివై తదాభిషిచ్యమానాభ్యం వీర వీరసువో ముహు తాం శశంసో జనారాజ్యం దిష్ట్యాదే పుత్రమార్తిహ ప్రతిలబ్ధశిరం నష్టో రక్షితామండలం భువ అబ్బర్చితస్తయానూనం భగవాన్ ప్రణదార్తిహ ఇదనధ్యాయినో ధీరామృత్యం జగ్యు సుదర్జయం లాలేమానం జనైరేవం ధ్రువం సంభ్రాదరం నృవ ఆరోప్యకిరణీం హృష్ట స్తూయమానో విశల్పురం తత్ర తత్రోవసం క్లుప్త లెసన్ మగరదోరణై సౌరందై కదళీ స్తంభై పూగబోరులై పూగబోధిశ్చవో తద్విదై చూతపల్లవాసస్రముక్తాదాం విళంభివి వస్కృతం ప్రతిద్వానవాం కుంభై సదీపై ప్రాకారేర్గోపురాగారే శాతకుంభ పరిచ్ఛదై సర్వదోలంకృతం శ్రీమద్ విమాన శిఖరద్యుభి మృష్టాచుదుర్యథాట మార్గం చందన చర్చితం రాజాక్షదై పుష్పవలై స్తండులేర్బలిభిర్యుదం ధ్రువాయపతి దృష్టాయ తత్ర తత్ర పురస్త్రియ సిద్ధార్థాక్షదధ్యంబు దుర్వా పుష్పఫలాని చ ఉపజహు ప్రయుంజాన వాత్సల్యాద ఆశిషా సతి శృణం స్తద్గుగీతాని ప్రావిశద్భవనం పితు మహామణి ప్రాదమయే సతస్మిన్ భవనోత్తమే లాళితోందిరాం పిత్ర అవసద్దివిదేవవల్ భయభేన నివాశయ్య దాంధారుక్మపరిచ్ఛద అసాని మహార్హాణి ఎత్ర రౌక్మా ఉపస్కర ఎత్ర స్ఫటీయగుడ్డేషు మహామారదగేషు చ మణి ప్రదీపమాభాంది లలనారత్న సంయుత ఉద్యానాని చ రమ్యాణి వీత్రైరమరద్రుమై కూజద్విభంగమిది నిర్గాయన్మత్తమధువ్రదై వాప్యో వైడూర్య సోమానా పల్మోల్పలగముద్వుది హంసకారండవులే జుష్టాశ్చక్రాహ్వసారసై ఉతాన పాదురాజర్షి ప్రభావం తనయస్యతం శ్రుత్వా దృష్ట అల్పుతమం ప్రభేదే విస్మయంబరం వీక్షోడవయసం చక్ర తం చ ప్రకృతీనాం చ సంవదమనురక్త ప్రజం రాజా ధ్రువం చక్రే భూవపదీ ఆత్మానం చ ప్రవయసం ఆగలయ విషాం వది వనం విరక్త ప్రాదేశన్ మృషన్నాల్మనో గది శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణే పరహంస్యం సంహితాయాం చతుర్థ స్కందే ధ్రువరాజాభిషేక వర్ణన నామ నామోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద సో వి హెర్డ్ ది స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ దక్ష ప్రజాపతి and the mistake Daksha Prajapati has committed, that Veda Buddhi, what one should not have, even among the living entities. That Vedabuddhi, we have gone and put it on the truth, on God, on Ishvara. And therefore, we have got started discriminating there, Vishnu, Shiva, Shakti, in this way. So, the perfect example of this is this Daksha. Daksha had this problem that he could not see Shiva. He could not offer any respect to Shiva, as far as he is concerned. That is due to his Vedabuddhi inside. Similarly, you will find another personality much later in the Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto. Just like Daksha had animosity towards Shiva, that son of Mahabali called Bana, he had a similar problem. He is a devotee of Shiva and he could not accept anybody else. So in this way, Srimad Bhagavatam presents both Vishnu's devotee who has animosity towards Shiva, Shiva's devotee Bana who has animosity towards everyone else. So Bhagavatam is presenting both sides to us and telling us this is what can happen. That when one takes two sides, in fact, the Shruti has arranged these worships of different forms to benefit according to one's wake-up, prem, inside, wake-up of his mind. Satyaki Rajas Namasam. But that does not mean that the absolute truth is different. One is higher, one is lower. The worship has process has been established for this reason, that the absolute truth, which is beyond the three modes of material nature, we are under the modes of nature. So Shruti recommends a process of worship whereby one can free oneself from the modes of nature by worshipping that form which are beyond the three modes of material nature. And they have systematically presented to us this Shaivam, Vaishnavam, Shakti forms of worship. That is due to that. So, but we have, due to our own ignorance, imposed the same Vedabuddhi, what we have within our own human society, where we have a lot of Vedabuddhi. That Vedabuddhi we have gone and imposed on the truth also, and therefore we have the same problem. Anyway, Swayambhuva Manu's history is what is being spoken now. And as we have seen, these three daughters, Akudi, Devahuti and Prasudi, three daughters. And when they started discussing the parambara or the vamsham or their dynasty, that is when they had to talk about all these stories have come up, isn't it? Now, from now on, the Manu's sons, Akudi, Devahuti, Prasuti part is over now. Now the two sons are there, Priyavrata and Uthanavada, isn't it? Their story is being spoken now. Out of that, Priyavrata and Uthanavada, so first Maitreya Maharshi begins with the second son, Uthanavada. Uthanavada's story is spoken first. So, and this Uthanavada's story is famous because of Dhruva Maharaj presence in that dynasty. So, because Uthanavada's son is Dhruva, isn't it? This Dhruva story has some significance in the Bhagavatam. So many, it is a very peculiar story in the sense that in Srimad Bhagavatam you hear loads of stories of great devotees, isn't it? There is Ambarish, there is Akrura, there is Gopis, there is Uddhava, and many others like that. Many, many devotees' stories are spoken in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And when we go through that, you will see that to transform everything from their life into our life is a bit difficult. It's a bit difficult. All you can do, because of their extraordinary position, what they have, for example, Ambarish Maharaj, Gopis, Uddhava and Akrura, they all were very great personalities, Kunti Devi, Bhishma, many others like that. Then all of that to translate into our own life is a little bit difficult because of that greatness of those personalities and our conditioned state. So, for example, when we talk about Gopis, their bhakti process, all we can do is to stand far away from there and pay our obeisances to the gopis, isn't it? But to translate gopis' Krishna consciousness into us is not easy. That's not going to happen so easily. So that is where the difference is. Dhruva's story is a little different than that. Dhruva's story is a little different than that. Gopi's position and their bhakti, all you can do is to stay far away and pay your respects or obeisances to them for their success in spiritual life, in their relationship with Krishna, the state what they have reached. It is not for ordinary people to easily aspire for that and to reach that stage. That's not going to happen. And translate from their life into our life is particularly very, very difficult. Dhruva's story is that Dhruva was a child, 5-year-old boy, and he was born in a royal family, no doubt, but he had all the weaknesses like us, anger, hate, and ahankaram, ego, also very strong inside. Therefore, this story is a little bit special in the sense that a person with all that problems inside, generally as they say, these three problems, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, kamam means material desires, krodham, anger, and lobham, greed. All these three things were present in Dhruva to some extent. Being born in a Kshatriya race, naturally he has also this difficulty, anger and controlling nature, and also kamam, krodham, lobham. These three things Krishna talks about in the Bhagavad Gita, tasma deva trayam trejed, he says. But these three things are present in Dhruva. So therefore, Dhruva's story is a little bit more closer to us than others. So Uttanapada, King Uttanapada had, you know that story, everybody knows about that. He had two wives, Suniti and Suruchi, and Uttanapada loved Suruchi more than Suniti. But if you go on listening to this story a little bit more, you will start wondering, was the king really in love with Suruchi to that extent? Because Suruchi had this capacity to keep the king under her control. That was her strength. She had the capacity to keep the king under her control. That's all it is. Not that Uttanapada, when we see the end of this story, you will start seeing this in a different way. Uttanapada had no particularly any specific attachment to Suruchi, but Suruchi was more capable than Suniti in keeping Uttanapada under her control. That is how things happened. Not that Uttanapada had any particularly any specific special attachment to Suruchi. Suniti, on the other hand, was a poor woman. She has a very simple nature, simple-hearted, and therefore also very devotional. So therefore, but you can see normally only the crying baby gets the milk, and that was the situation at the palace. Suruchi always created a big fuss and scene, therefore Suruchi got everything. Suniti was not that kind of person, lived simple and very quiet, and therefore she was ignored. So Suruchi had that capacity, and both of them had one son each, Uttama for Suruchi and Dhruva for Suniti. Sometime it has gone like that. It was at that time Suruchi thought that it is Suruchi's mind started working, and she said that there should be no place for Suniti and Dhruva in the palace. The king should be completely under my control, and she started making plans for that. So by now she has forced Uttanapada in such a way that Suniti and Dhruva had to move away from the palace and live separately in another. A separate palace was built for them, and they were made to live there. Suniti and Dhruva did not have much of an opportunity to come closer to Uttanapada, to the king. And not only that, they had to get permission from the king, not only from the king, but also from Suruchi's permission before they could come and see Uttanapada. This situation has happened. So, and in that situation, what it's showing to us is this kind of problems existed all times in the history. And one or two managers, Kshatriya kings by nature were like that. They had many wives, and among them fighting. This will happen. And this is present in all the times. You will see in the Bhagavatam in many places. Nowadays, there is not so many marriages, three or four wives, those things don't exist. But you can see even one is sufficient that to have enough problems. So in anywhere you go, you will see these issues coming up. That if there is no problems at home, there will be problems somewhere else, in some other form. But that is the nature of this world. Anyway, in one instance what happened was, these two children, Dhruva and Uttama, that is Suriji's son and Sunidhi's son, they were playing together. In the middle of that, Uttama went back to the palace to see the father. And idea was that he wanted to have something nice to eat. So he decided to go back to the palace, and something has been prepared by Suriji. Uttama went there. Uttama could have called Dhruva to come with him, but Uttama didn't. Uttama didn't call him. And so there was a little mistake on Uttama's side as well. Uttama went on his own without calling Dhruva to come. Went on his own. And this is the opinion of Sridharaswami. Sridharaswami says there, even though he's a child, you would have expected him to call Dhruva with him. After all, they are playing together. But that didn't happen. It'll give you an impression like this, the way Sridharaswami has mentioned there. That Sridharaswami has put it in a very mild way, but definitely Krishna has that opinion, that what Uttama did was a wrong thing. What Uttama did was a wrong thing. That selfishness in Uttama. And this is the reason Uttama was punished later for that. That we will see later. So, at that moment, Dhruva also felt, I haven't seen my father for a long time. And he also felt like seeing father, went back along with Uttama to the palace where they were there, where Suriji was there, and Uttanavada was there, the king was there, and Uttama was there, and Dhruva also went there. So Suriji took immediately her son, Uttama, and washed him nicely and put him in the lap of the king, Uttanavada's lap. And she fed him some nice eatables, whatever, sweets or whatever it may be. And Uttama was sitting in the king's lap, and Uttanavada was patting him and talking to him. At that time, Dhruva came over there. Dhruva came to that place. There were strict instructions for the guards not to allow Dhruva freely to come inside. Those instructions were there. But somehow or the other, it so happened that that particular day, they didn't obstruct. Dhruva walked in freely inside. That is the situation at that time. Suriji is sitting next to Uttanapada. And Suriji left Uttama in Uttanapada's lap. And Suriji is standing next to him, next to the throne. And so many nice foodstuff she has given to him, and he is feeding that also to Uttama. This is the situation. This is the situation. So, Dhruva was a little bit uneasy because the stepmother, she is there, Suriji is there, and he is frightened of her, the way she reacts to situations. So she was a little fearful, Suriji will react strongly. Therefore, he doesn't know what will happen. So a little bit frightened, stood next to his father, went up to his father and stood next to him. And he wants to climb onto, he's a little boy, 5 year old, wants to climb onto the lap of Uttanavada, to the king. But he stood there, that you could see from the way he acted. And the king, what did he do? What the king did was, mentions that Uttanavada was confused what to do. Uttanavada, what he did was, he looked into, Tunmohide pitaribashyadi dharavashye, Duram durukti nikadasagado nijambam സ്വാഭിസ്വകർമ്മഗതി സന്തരണായ പുംസാം തുൽപാദമേവ ശരണം ശിശവേ ശശംസാം. ദാറ്റ് ഹി വാണ്ട്സ് ടു ടേക്ക് ധ്രുവ ആൻഡ് പുട്ട് ഹിം ഓൺ ദ ലാബ്. ഹൂ? ദ കിങ്. ആഫ്റ്റർ ഓൾ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഹിസ് സൺ, ഇസ്ന്റ് ഇറ്റ്? സോ ബട്ട് ദ ഉത്താനവാദ ലുക്ക്ഡ് ഇൻ ടു സുരുജി'സ് ഫേസ് ആൻഡ് he was a little bit frightened, to tell the truth. So when Uttanabada looked into Suruji's face and saw Suruji's looks, that was sufficient. Suruji got so angry that first of all she didn't like Dhruva walking in, she didn't like it. Then when she saw that Uttanabada wants to take him and put him on the lab, she got more upset. First thing, Dhruva Maharaj coming inside, she didn't like. Secondly, when Uttanabada wanted to take Dhruva also and put him on the lab, Suruji really got upset about that. So Suruji looked at Dhruva and says to him, and before he could speak, Dhruva was in a frightened. Sir, Suruji is asking him, "You want to sit on the king's lap, don't you?" He said, you're not qualified for that," she is saying to him, 5-year-old boy. "So, because you're not my son, you're Suniti's son, so therefore you're not qualified. And you will never have the qualification to sit on and the king's lap. It will never happen," she says to him. And Dhruva's mood was, "Do I not have the same right as Uttama has? Don't I have the same right?" So Dhruva was thinking like that. It was at that time Suruji says to him, "Why have you come here first of all? To establish your authority, isn't it? Is that why you have come? If it is like that, I'll tell you what you have to do." Suruji is saying to Dhruva, says to him, "Go to the forest and perform penances there and please the Supreme Lord. And after performing that, it won't happen very easily, 5 or 10 days. It may take a long time, and finally Krishna will appear in front of you and he will ask you what you want. Then you have to tell him, there you should not make any mistake, that by your mercy," you have to say to Krishna, "by your mercy, I would like to die as quickly as possible. After the death, give me a birth in Suruji's womb. And then, with that benediction or blessing from Krishna, you leave your body and then come back to me and take birth in my womb. Then you can come to me. Then you can come and sit in Uttanabada's lap, the king's lap, isn't it?" So in Bhagavatam you will see this, that if you look there in the 8th chapter itself, Atishta, 19th verse. Atishta tattada vimalsarastvam muktam samatrabi yadavyalikam aradhaya thokshaja padavalpam idichasya dhyasana muttamo yatha. Then even when you come, Suruji is saying to Dhruva, when you come and sit on the lap of Uttanapada at that time, if Uttama is not there, then you can sit. But if he is there, you can't sit there. So, what does that mean? It means that even if Krishna has given you a blessing to take birth in Suruji's womb, Suruji will make the decision, not Krishna. Suruji will make the decision. And only she has the Otherwise, you don't have any qualification, any right to come and sit there. And in a way, Suriji spoke, and the king had heard all these things. Uttanabada heard all these things. While Narayanim was written, Melpathur was written this verse. He wrote, so mentioned there, that third verse in this 19th chapter. What he said to Krishna was, Tun mohide pidari pashyadi dharavashe duram durakti nihada sagado nijambam swabhi sokarmagadi sandaranaya pumsam tol padameva sharanam shishave shashamsa. When he said this, that Melpathur didn't blame Suruchi. Melpathur didn't blame Suruchi. That Krishna asked him, Melpathur, is this Uttanabada a man? What kind of man is he? He said, what he should have done, he should have got up from there and given a good smack to Suruchi for talking like this. That's what he should have done. Is it not? Krishna asked him, Melpathur, for his opinion. What do you think, Melpathur? He said. Melpathur didn't say one word. He kept quiet. That Krishna kept on pushing this. That Uttanabada is at fault. Don't you agree? He said to Melpathur. Melpathur kept quiet again. Wouldn't agree with it. Melpathur says to him, I don't find anything wrong with Uttanabada. To whom Melpathur says to Krishna, I don't see anything wrong with Uttanabada. Why? I don't have a problem with Uttanabada, nor do I have a problem with Suriji either. But then, whom do you find the fault? Krishna is asking Melpathur, who is at fault then? Melpathur says to Krishna, if you don't mind, I will tell you who is behind it. That's how he puts it to him. He says to him that, you are, if you don't mind my saying this, he says in a very respectful way, he says to Krishna, nobody else is responsible, you are yourself responsible for this. You have created this. So Krishna asked him, now you are putting the blame on my head. He says to him, that is why he uses the word, tonmohite, under your illusion this has happened. All these things have happened. Because, why do you say like that, Melpathur? Krishna says to Melpathur, so, then Uttanabada has taken both Dhruva and Uttama, both of them on the lap. Then Melpathur said to Krishna, then where was the question of Dhruva going to the forest? It wouldn't happen. But you wanted this to happen. Therefore all these things happened. And because of that, Dhruva got upset. And because he got upset, it gave the inspiration for him to go to the forest. And otherwise he would not have become the Dhruva who is now, Dhruva Maharaj, who he is now. So only for benefiting for Dhruva, all this drama has happened. All this, that's a way to see that. That Dhruva, when Krishna wanted to give that special mercy, this is Krishna's mercy. That when Krishna wants to give that mercy to somebody, he will turn the whole situation around in such a way, everything will become negative, you will completely take Krishna's shelter. That forced upon somebody. That's the only way this Alpanivedanam will work. Otherwise it's not going to happen. So that is why Shandyartham hi Shrandidobi Soganam. Melpathur says to Krishna, Shandyartham hi Shrandidobi Soganam. That this is a technique you use in every devotee's case. If you want him to come back, you will turn the situation around in such a way and force that person to take your shelter and you will accept him. It has happened to Gajendra, is it not? In the same way, it happened to Gajendra also. In another form, it has happened to here, for Dhruva Maharaj also. For Dhruva Maharaj also. So then Krishna says to Melpathur, how did you know these things? He says to him. So Melpathur said to him, that I am sitting here fully sick with arthritis. Both legs are in severe pain. I'm 27 years old. If I haven't had this arthritis, I wouldn't be sitting here and talking to you. That was Melpathur's answer. He said, you forced me, gave me this disease and brought me here. Otherwise, I would be running around somewhere enjoying my life in another way. But from this, therefore I guessed that this can be the only reason, there is nothing else. Krishna smiled. That was the end of that story. So when Dhruva heard all these things from Suriji, Dhruva didn't know what to say. Looked at Uttanapada, what he has got to say. And tears are coming from Dhruva's eyes. So, and immediately he left the place. He didn't stay any more further. And, you know, the entrance gate, the palace, huge palace, coming out of that, by now the news came to Suniti that this has happened. Suniti, our Dhruva has been, her son is very offended and she is very upset. And as soon as he got there, Dhruva went back to mother, 5-year-old boy. Suniti took the child and hugged him and kissed on his head and told him, if you will look at that verse, in the 16th verse. Sol srajya dairyam vilalapa shokam davagnina davalateva bala vakyam sapatnya smarati saroja shriya drisha vashpagala muvaha. The 16th verse. That's the way Suniti has received Dhruva. Suniti has received Dhruva. And that mother had only one happiness in life. That was the happiness of Dhruva. That was the only thing. As long as Dhruva is happy, the mother was happy. But even that is gone. Because when Dhruva gets upset, Suniti was feeling extremely upset about that. She couldn't bear that. But that Dhruva's face has gone red. And just like a very reddish lotus flower, how it shrinks when it gets in the hot sun, when it shrinks. In the same way, Dhruva's face looked very upset. And along with that, Suniti also felt very upset along with that. And tears started coming from her, but she started realizing that if she starts crying, then Dhruva will feel more bad about that. So Suniti thought that I shouldn't even cry at this stage. And you can imagine her situation. She is trying to control her unhappiness, misery. She couldn't even cry. At that time, he says that, if you look at the 17th verse, what he says there, Dirgam shosandi vrijinasya param apashyadi balakamahabala ma mangalam tatapareshamamsta bhunte janoyal paradukhadastal. That he says there, that mother's advice to Dhruva. Suniti is giving this advice that just because your stepmother has spoken like this, don't cry, because actually what she has spoken is the truth. Suniti's intelligence, you can see that we are not very fortunate in life, that Uttanapada, our own my husband and your father, does not want to see us. Why? That is not the fault of the king. It is due to our bad luck that it is like this. That means we do not have that mercy from Krishna. Krishna's mercy is not there. Therefore, whatever the stepmother has spoken, Suriji has spoken, that's all true. And what she has told you is to go and please Krishna, isn't it? There's nothing wrong in that. So what we have to do is to accept, if somebody tells us something, the good thing, that you have to accept that. And if you serve Krishna, is there anything what we can't get it in this world? And there's nothing in this world. And there is only people like us who have got so much distress in life. Unless Krishna himself gets involved, it's not going to change. Suniti says this to Dhruva. And you also have to remember that Uttanapada got this kingdom to rule because of Krishna's mercy. Similarly, Brahma got his capacity to create because of Krishna's mercy. And if you also, in a nice way, instructing the child according to his age, in a simple way, instructed him that you can also serve Krishna, and Krishna is pleased, he will give it to you also, whatever you need. There won't be any problem. In a simple way, Suniti put everything to Dhruva. So, and Dhruva Maharaj wiped out his tears, everything, and walked away from there. I'm going to serve Krishna, and if I serve Krishna in the same way, will Krishna bless me in the same way like he blessed my father? This was his question. No doubt about that. Suniti gave all assurance to Dhruva to convince him that it will be appropriate to go and worship him. So Dhruva says to Suniti, it's not good enough to be like my father. I want to be better than that. That mind inside, the little boy's mind, he says, I have to be better than that. Not simply like my father, he said. So, will I get something better than that? He said. Suniti says, you will get something what nobody else has got any time before. And so, try. Suniti encouraged Dhruva. And Dhruva decided to go, got up from there and walked away from there. Before leaving, paid his obeisances to his mother and took her blessings from her. And told mother, I'm going to perform austerities and penances, and left home. Dhruva left. Suniti thought that probably he'll go for a little distance and go and spend a few minutes crying or sitting in meditation or something like that, and he will come back. Perhaps he may chant the holy name for some time and come back. When the anger goes away, then that strength of determination also goes away, isn't it? So, but Dhruva did not go into the deity room or temple room, which was there in the palace. Instead, went to the forest straight away, leaving home. When he got into the forest and gone away like that, my mother started worrying about him. And what is going to happen now? I didn't tell him, expecting all this to happen, that he will go to the forest to please Krishna and perform penances there. So she tried his heart to stop him, but it didn't happen. Then she thought, if he stays in this palace, what shelter can I offer him? If he has these desires in him, so strong desires, and if he has decided that this is what he wants, I won't be able to offer him anything here in the palace. So she kept quiet. Said, only thing she did was, because she had such a faith in Krishna's, that she prayed to Krishna that to protect her son. A good mother did that to protect the son, isn't it? So she offered herself to Krishna, and Dhruva didn't turn back. And what is the reason for this? That is why Bhagavatam Sai said, Noonam Sunide Padidevadaya. That Suniti's bhakti, that is the cause behind this. Dhruva's success in spiritual life is due to Suniti's bhakti. Just like you saw, Parikshit's success in spiritual life is due to Uttara's bhakti. So you can see how important it is that the mother, that in order that the children has to come to spiritual life and to develop that spiritual strength in them, the first thing that is required is the father and the mother must be devotees. They should take to Krishna consciousness seriously, if you really want them to become devotees. And if they are not in Krishna consciousness, and then we say that the children should become Krishna conscious, it would not happen. It will never happen. It will never happen, and it is unfair to expect that to happen. So that is why. And we will get upset with our children and says to them that you're not taking spiritual life seriously. But we ourselves are not taking spiritual life seriously. So that is not the right approach. Approach is this, that the Suniti is teaching us this. This is why all these stories are for. It is not for whether Suniti won or Suriji won. That's not the issue here. The issue is Suniti's bhakti helped Dhruva to take to Krishna consciousness. Uttara's bhakti helped Parikshit to become Krishna conscious. It will come back in that way. That's what it is. So, that purity of Suniti's heart, and Uttanapada heard all these things, and he is helpless about the story. So, Dhruva went to the forest, and suppose he has said to anybody that he is upset about this, that Dhruva has gone to the forest, then he will be beaten by Surichi. Surichi will give him enough trouble. So, king is keeping quiet, but inside he is burning. He is feeling sorry about that. So, Surichi heard this, what has happened. And Surichi says that that's a good thing. At least that problem is solved, she says to him. Now, there will be no more problem with him. And this is Surichi's attitude. Now, this is the reason that the only person who was feeling that distress was Suniti. Suniti was the person. So, and she has completely taken Krishna's shelter and looked for Krishna's protection. So, when this has happened, Krishna felt it. When all these things happened, Krishna felt it. You will see later that certain things Krishna will tolerate. But those words of Surichi, putting herself above Krishna's position, saying that you should take birth in my womb, and then you can ask for to stay in the Uttanapada father's lap. Krishna thought that that was a little way out of line, isn't it? So as soon as this happened, on the other side, Suniti is still not blaming anybody. She is still saying, it's my prarabdham, this has to happen, and taking Krishna's shelter. Surichi, on the other hand, is becoming more and more going on the demoniac route. So it was at that time, Dhruva turns around, and Dhruva was, when he went to the forest, Krishna called Narada Maharshi there, and told Narada, do one thing, he said, if anything happens to that child, it will be bad for me, it will be bad reflection on me. And because I have given a guarantee in the Bhagavad Gita, Name Bhakta Pranashyadi, is in my devotee won't fall. So as soon as Dhruva got into the forest, Narada Maharshi comes on the scene there. And Narada Maharshi stops him and says to him, are you Uttanapada's son? Dhruva Maharaj says, yes. Is your name Dhruva? He says, yes. So why have you come to this forest? Narada Maharshi is questioning him. I have come to serve Krishna, he says. Oh, how old are you? He said, 5 years. So, is this at this age of 5 years you start serving Krishna? That's too early, isn't it? And you don't know anything. These things you do only after you get your pension, not before that. 60. At that time it was 60, pension age. So after 60 you can start all these things, not before that. You don't do such things, he said. So, does anyone at this age start worshipping or serving Krishna? He says, it is quite normal in every house, father, mother will sometimes speak rude and harsh to the children. That is normal everywhere. Why such a big issue? Make a big issue out of it. And nobody leaves home for that and go to the forest for all these things. And if it was something that you're not satisfied at home, come with me, I'll sort it out, he says. Narada Maharshi says to him, and if you want something, that you want some toys to play with, that's your age now, I will get those toys, I'll speak to Uttanapada and get them for you. And come with me, he says. Dhruva stood there and looked at Narada Maharshi and says to him, that I have heard about you before, that if somebody has taken to serve Krishna, you are the person goes there and encourage them to do it. You are taking the completely opposite road. Then, not only that, I also heard that you are the person who give all assistance and guidance and help to a person who comes to serve Krishna. But because you are not doing that, please give me the way, let me go, he said. Either you help me if you can, if you can't help me, just stay out of my way. This is how Dhruva spoke to him. And I have taken a decision and I'm not going to change my mind. Dhruva was very firm on that. And I have to go to the forest, I have to serve Krishna, I have to please Krishna, and I have to get his blessings. And if I don't get it, I will serve him and I'll die. I'm ready for that. I put my feet to the front, I'm not going to pull it back, he said. Narada Maharshi heard all these things and he put both his hands on his head and he said to him, this child is too determined to do what he wants to do. So he says to him, how firm you are, how determined you are, I wanted to find out. That is why I told you all these things. So, where do you want, do you know where you have got to serve Krishna? Where do you have to go? He says, I don't know. Then, do you know any mantra what you have to chant? Dhruva Maharaj says, I don't know anything. That, So, then how are you going to serve him? Narada Maharshi asked Dhruva. Dhruva says to him, I don't know. He says, I know one thing, he said. If I have decided to serve Krishna, Krishna will make all arrangements for me, how to serve him, he said. That you can see here that Narada Maharshi arrived on the scene because Dhruva has decided to serve Krishna. And Narada Maharshi is giving all the instructions to whom? To Dhruva, isn't it? In this also, you will see here. Akarnyasopi bhavadarchana nishchidalma mani niretya nagaral kila panjavarsha sandrashta narada nivedidata mandramargam swamararada tapasama dukananande. This is Narada Maharshi's instructions to him. Akarnyasobi bhavadarchana nishchidalma, that Dhruva Maharaj's firm mind and determination, seeing that bhavad archana nishchidalma, that desire to serve Krishna so firm, mani, at the same time that strong mind, pride has been hurt, his pride has been hurt. Niretya nagaral kila panchavarsha, he is only 5 years old. A 5 year old child has been hurt so badly by this. Sandrashta narada nivedida mandra margam stvam araradha tapasa madhukananande. That narada nivedida mandra margam. Narada Maharshi gave the mantra upadesham to Dhruva. Narada Maharshi gave the mantra upadesham. Mantra upadesham is taking mantra upadesham from an authority like Narada. Narada Maharshi told him to chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, isn't it? So, the potency of that mantra is due to Narada Maharshi. Mantra is same, we also chant different mantras. But the result is not the same, is it not? Why the result is different? Because it's coming from Sri Narada Maharshi. Narada Maharshi has given the mantra to him. So, that is why it mentions here that he gave him the instruction. He gave him the instruction where to go, Madhuvanam. That's where he was asked to go. Like 64 different forests in Vrindavanam. Madhuvanam is one of them. Ambiyavanam, Kumudavanam, like that you will see many Manams forests mentioned there. Out of that, to Madhuvanam is where Dhruva Maharaj was sent. To Yatra Sannihido Hari, there is always Krishna present in Madhuvanam. That is where later on you will see Ambarish Maharaj performed his Dwadashi Vratam, also in Madhuvanam. So Narada Maharshi says to him, go to Madhuvanam, and he gave this mantrobadesham of Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya to him. And also told him how to perform that seva or process of worshipping Krishna. So accepting Sri Narada Maharshi as his spiritual master, Dhruva Maharaj goes to Madhuvanam and bathed in the Kalindi River and started, brought flowers, fruits and leaves, everything, and he created with the, he made a deity with the sand which was there, and he started worshipping the deity, Krishna's form. And Narada Maharshi has told him to do that, and he was doing that. After offering all the flowers and the fruits, Dhruva will take some fruits from that and eat that, and then he will drink some water from the river. After that, he has given, Sri Narada Maharshi has told him how to meditate on Krishna's form inside his heart. All this has already been pre-arranged. Sri Narada Maharshi has arranged everything for him. And so he will sit in meditation and start meditating on that form which Srinarada Maharshi has spoken to him. So sometimes it used to happen, if he sits on meditation, he may not get up from that meditation. For 2-3 days it used to be delayed. So for 1 month it went like this. By the second month, Dhruva started feeling that I have to strengthen my austerity a little bit more. So he decided to give up eating the fruits and roots and other things which he was eating for the first month. Then in this way, month after month, he started tightening the austerities and penances. And shashte, he says there in the Bhagavatam, isn't it? By the sixth month, every 6 days he used to change his diet in that way. Then the 3 months, every 9 days he used to change. Abhacha, then on the 74th verse you will see how that thing went with on the Tridiyam. Yeah, if you look there, verses or Triratrande 72. Triratrande, Triratrande, Kapitta Badarashana, Atmavrityanusarena Masam Ninni Archayan Harim, Didiyam Jatadhamasam Shashte, Shashte Arbhago Dine, Trinaparnadibishirne, Kradonam Vyarchayad Vibham, Tridiyam Chanayan Masam, Naome, Naome Hani, Abhaksha Uttama Shlokam Upadaval Samadhina, Chaturtama Bivaivasam Dwadashe, Dwadashe Hani, Vayu Bhaksho Jitashwaso Dhyayen Deva Matharayal Panjamema Senu Prapte Jitashwaso Nrubal Maja Dhyayen Brahma Padegena Tastasta Nuriva Chala Sarvado Manam Agrishyakhdi Budendriya Shayam Dhyayen Bhagavado Rubam Nadrakshil Kim Chanaparam. So, on the fifth month there was no even water, and then he controlled in such a way that even the air he stopped taking in, even the air. Due to pranayamam he has performed, he has got a control on the flow of pranan inside. So control that pranan inside the body and perform what they call, yogis call it as kumbhagam. Kumbhagam means to hold it back, the air inside. Now he is not opening the eyes and he has stopped breathing also. He stopped breathing and he is not even opening his eyes. And he was standing on one feet. And as Narada spoke to him, Narada Maharshi's instructions, he is meditating on Krishna's form and he is seeing Krishna inside very well. And he is holding on to that form and standing there like that. And at that moment, he is completely absorbed at the lotus feet of Krishna. And Dhruva is standing there in that format for some time. And sometimes he will move from one leg to another leg to get that strength, because he's not eating anything, not drinking anything, no energy inside coming in. So what happened was, because the pranan was controlled inside to such level that after a few days, when he changes his feet from right foot to left foot to stand, the whole earthly planet started tilting. Earthly planet started tilting. So similarly, when he moves from left foot to the right foot, the earth will turn to the other side. So Bhumi Devi started feeling the pressure of the power of these austerities of Dhruva. Then even the demigods in the hyperplanetary systems, they started feeling this problem with their breathing, because of the control of pranan. So Dhruva continued this performance of penances, and pranan was under severe control. So Narada Maharshi at that point went to Vaikuntham and told Mahavishnu there that I have arranged everything for Dhruva. What you have told me, I have done everything. Mahavishnu says to him, is it so? Then so Krishna says to him that whom should we punish in this? He says to him there that when he said that whom should we punish in this? That reason being, that they have created this situation. Suriji has forced Dhruva to go to the forest, and Dhruva has taken to this situation because of that the whole Earth, three planets in trouble. Upper planetary system, they are feeling the problems as well. So Dhruva has been how to get Dhruva out of this situation. This was the thought. Krishna says to Srinarada Maharshi, go back to the kingdom and speak to Uttanapada there. He is sitting there and he is in great distress as well. And tell him that, go back and ask him what's happening. So Narada Maharshi left, went back to the palace and asked him what has happened. So the king says to Narada Maharshi, I am one of the most sinful person because I should have called Dhruva Maharaj back to come back. I should have done that. I didn't do it. And then he asked Sri Narayana Maharshi, what will happen to Dhruva now? Will he come back? What will happen to him? Sri Narayana Maharshi says to him that I have arranged everything. By now Suriji walks in there. Suriji comes to the scene. So Suriji saw this distress on Uttanapada's face and tears from his eyes coming. So she's asking, why are you crying? So Uttanapada couldn't say why he was crying straight away to Suriji. Suriji was thinking about Uttama, how to keep him happy. So she was talking about her plans to look after him. And when she heard that Dhruva Maharaj has gone to the forest, Suriji says, so what? A lot of people are going to the forest, let him go. And if anything happens there, that's it, that's the end of it. So like this, Suriji spoke like that. And at the same time, what is Suniti doing? Suniti is at home, completely absorbed in Krishna and taking Krishna's shelter, praying as Antaryami inside. Suniti is totally absorbed in Krishna. And when Srinarada Maharshi goes to see Suniti, Suniti paid her obeisances to Srinarada Maharshi. And she asked Srinarada Maharshi, if you have any news about my son. So Narada Maharshi says to Suniti, she will be back in 6 months' time. But when he comes back, he will be such a great personality. There's nothing to worry about him. He will be a great personality. And after saying all these things, pacifying Suniti, Srinarada Maharshi goes back to Vaikuntham again and informs Mahavishnu about that. That's one scene here. Now we go to Madhuvanam, what's happening there, where Dhruva Maharaj is performing his penances. Mahavishnu comes on the Garuda there, and Dhruva Maharaj is performing his penances in the ashram there, came straight in front of him. Dhruva Maharaj didn't open his eyes, but the form he was meditating there, inside his mind, and he was closed eyes, he was standing there. Suddenly that form disappeared from inside. Form disappeared from inside. Krishna deliberately did this to pull that form out from inside. When the form was gone, immediately Dhruva got confused. 5 year old. When you seeing Krishna inside, he was in bliss, isn't it? Free from the modes of nature, completely in contact with Krishna inside the heart. It's always like that. That inside he is seeing Krishna and he is completely in peace, blissful state, that shanti, because Krishna is present inside the heart. Antaryami is manifesting there. Same thing happened to Markandeya also, is it not? When Markandeya was holding Krishna inside, Shiva comes outside with Sri Parvati, and Markandeya didn't see Shiva or Sri Parvati. What did Shiva do? Parvati Devi says to Shiva that he is completely absorbed in the meditation. Shiva says to Parvati, wait a minute, I'll get this change. Completely from outside, Shiva changed the form of Mahavishnu inside, Markandeya. Narayana, he was meditating on that form, Narayana form. He took it off. Narayana disappeared inside and Markandeya opened the eyes, saw Shiva standing outside. These are the ways things happen. So here also, that that as soon as he opened his eyes, when form disappeared from inside, he opened his eyes. Opened his eyes, he looked outside. There stands Vishnu. Mahavishnu standing there. And he paid his obeisances straight away to him. And now, when you have seen Mahavishnu, he has given you darshanam. So instead of looking at him, Dhruvaraj is lying flat on the in the front with his head touching his feet, not getting up and looking at the form. So Dhruvaraj is feeling more happiness in keeping his head at Mahavishnu's feet. So at the same time, he wants to say something to Mahavishnu. 5-year-old child, what 5-year-old, even we don't know what to say to Krishna when we see him, isn't it? But 5-year-old child, what will he say? He was in a confused state. Can't say anything. He doesn't even know the alphabets. Hasn't learned anything. What to say? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That's the only mantra what Sri Narada Maharshi has taught him. And he's chanting that mantra. But Krishna understood, Mahavishnu understood, that Dhruvaraj wants to talk to me. He wants to talk to me something. So what did he do? He took his panchajanyam conch shell and touched this cheek of Dhruva Maharaj. And this panchajanyam is Shabda Brahma Swarupam. Shabda Brahma Swarupam. Shabda Brahma, it able to create that effect of Shabda Brahma in us. That, and then told him, now you can say what you want to say. As soon as it was touched by that conch shell, panchajanyam, the conch shell, this knowledge inside Dhruva Maharaj started flowing freely. It was a flow of knowledge from inside. Swarupa Jnanam started flowing through his vaigari, through the lips, in the form of sound it came out. So Alpa Jnanam, the knowledge of the self which is in everybody, when it is touched by a spiritual master, this is exactly what is meant to happen. The self, knowledge of the self is bound to flow freely in, outside. And that's exactly because here it is Krishna himself done that with the conch shell, touched Dhruva Maharaj's cheek. The result was that that Jnana Shakti inside came in the form of Vaigari, the sound. Vaigari in the sound. So there is 12 verses there. And that in the Shikara Swami says there, these 12 verses are like 12 suns. 12 suns. And Shikara Swami is saying there that essentially he's saying there to that, once I have seen you directly like this, and there should be, I shouldn't be asking any blessings, any boon from you. Any boon from you. You will see that in the 9th chapter, what he says there.
Yan rubradista nubradam tava pada palmam dhyanal bhava janakatha shravane navasyal sa brahmani sumahimanya vidathama bol kim tundam kasi lulital patatam vimanal.
That in the, if when you are given this opportunity to see Krishna directly, that that means chanting the holy name, hearing about yourself, singing, that and the way different devotees have glorified you, you will not get that happiness even if you get liberated. You won't get that happiness. That much happiness is present there. So, when it is like that, what benefit is there in asking you for some material benefits? He says, what is the point in asking for some material benefits? Says Dhruva Maharaj to Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu knows that he is saying this. Inside, vasana has not gone. The purpose of coming to the forest itself was, deep inside, that desire was there. that he wanted to be a powerful king later, and he wanted to be better than his father. All that vasana has not gone. So he says to him that you wanted something which nobody else has got before, was it not? Says to him. So keeping that desire inside, he is saying like this, that prayers. Bhakti Mohu, when you read the prayer, it appears as though a pure devotee is saying this. Can you see that? The verse in the Bhagavatam gives an impression that Dhruva is totally pure, no material desires. See the verse? Bhakti Mohu Pravahadam Tvayime Prasango Bhuyadananda Mahadam Amalashayanam Yenanja Solbanava Uruvyasanam Bhavabdim Neshe Bhaval Gunakathamrda Panamattaha. So, if we have material desires inside, and externally if you speak to Krishna like this, he is not going to let us go away like that easily. Till inside the material desires are completely gone, no matter externally you may say anything to Krishna, Krishna won't take that seriously. That's what is teaching us. You see, we think, oh, I have no material desires, I have no such desires, I'm pure, therefore whatever I say, Krishna won't fall into that. That game you can't play with Krishna. He will tell you straight away, you come here with these desires inside. And the same thing, any devotee, if you try to play this game with Krishna, it won't work, because he knows us more than we know about ourselves, what our inside is, isn't it? So material desires are there, Antaryami knows very well. That is why Krishna is asking, why have you come then? That if you are so pure, that you could have stayed home and continued with your seva there. You didn't come to, because you were so determined inside, you had that strong vasana inside, and that is not gone away. So that's why this verse is important, that Dhruvastuti in the Bhagavatam is very famous. And Shridhar Swami is saying all the 12 verses are like 12 sons. They are all great. But there is this question coming, that why did Krishna reply back in this way to him? He says to him, when he heard all these things, that all I want is, I don't want any obstacle in my progress in bhakti, Dhruva is saying to him. In other words, what he is saying there, I don't want that sometimes I have bhakti, sometimes I don't have bhakti. I want nairandaryam. Nairandaryam means that continuity in bhakti. I need that, he says. For example, you can see here, normally in all our life, if you observe carefully, sometimes you are listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and sometimes you feel Krishna conscious. Sometimes you don't feel anything. Completely no interest in spiritual life. Mind goes away in some time. So this change in the mood inside us, mood of or emotions inside, means that there is no continuity, isn't it? So it's just like the matchbox. You light, there's a light there. After a while, the matchbox goes. The match just goes away, isn't it? I should not want it like that. I want that bhakti which is continuous all the time, says. So therefore, the answer to that is continuously satsangam is the answer to create that bhakti growing inside. Bhakti always growing inside. That's why Dhruva Maharaj says to him that yen anjasa ulbana uruvyasanam bhavadim neshe bhaval guna katha amruta panamatha. Guna katha amrita bhanamatam. That means salsangam, basically. Hearing about Krishna all the time. Hearing about Krishna. Krishna smiled hearing this. Krishna smiled. This is what I am saying, that Dhruva's story is closer to us, more than gopis and Ambarishas and all that. Is no point, we can't get anywhere closer to Ambarish and Gopis. They are of a different category altogether. So to think that, oh, I'll become like a Gopi tomorrow, that's not going to happen. we have to start with these personalities like Dhruva. Dhruva is a better example for our mind, our nature. So Krishna says to him, Krishna smiled and says to him, what are you saying now? You are asking something different. I was asking you, when you came here, what were you thinking? What was that you had in your mind when you came here? That is what I want to know, he said. And and I have already arranged everything based on that desire. He says, Krishna is saying to Dhruva, I have already arranged based on those desires, because I knew what they were. Accordingly, I have arranged everything. Now you can't tell me I don't want all that. It's in trouble. So, I know very well that you still have the desire to rule the planet. To rule the planet. So, I have already sanctioned 36,000 years for you. For that. Dhruva Maharaj had to rule the planet for 36,000 years. Dhruva thought, 36,000 years? Imagine, with our short 100 years life, we get tired by 50, 60. People say we want to retire at 40 now. Isn't it? By 40 we had enough with this world. And 36,000, Dhruva was thinking that. So we say to Krishna, don't give me such a long life. Want to get it off me from here as early as possible. Because Krishna says to Dhruva, don't get frightened, he says. I will give you in such a way this blessing that you won't become old. That youth for the body as well as the mind, without any change in that, with full health, this 36,000 years, you can manage this planet. After that, I'll send you the plane for you to come back to the Dhruva's planet, Dhruva Lokam. That's already been created, it has been built, and the reason why I got delayed the 6 months is because I was waiting for that to be completed, Krishna says to Dhruva. That because of the delay in completion of the planet that I got delayed, he says him. So that's why Krishna is moved away from that. And from that, after that I decided to come and hand over you the key for the planet. So now I brought this key and now you are telling me that I don't want any of those things. That's a bit too much, isn't it? So Krishna's argument was, don't say that you don't want it. Take it, he says. Because you have come with that plan. And after the devastation of this planet, you can go to Dhruva Lokam. And then after that, from there, you can come to Vaikuntham. That's how he was given. Krishna was a little bit confused now with Dhruva. Dhruva is saying, if I say I don't want any of these things, what will I do with that planet, Dhruva Maharaj's planet? So before he could say any more discussion further, Krishna disappeared from the place. He disappeared from there before he could continue with the negotiations anymore. It is at that time Dhruva Maharaj came to his senses and he came to know what he is doing, where he is. He came back to his consciousness, in other words, senses, that he is performing penances in the Madhuvanam, and he remembered about his everything what happened at home. All these things he has forgotten by now. And he started thinking, I shouldn't have asked all these things from Krishna. It is now he is thinking, after he has got everything, I have made a mistake. I should have served Krishna without any desires. Dhruva Maharaj is saying this. And now he has completed everything. He is on his way home. After performing penance, everything is going home. So by now, Sri Narada Maharaj has gone to the palace and told Uttanavada that Dhruva Maharaj is coming back. And why are you staying here? Have you not heard what has happened to Dhruva? Not only that you are going to hear about him, you are going to see him now. Then he has already arranged to the city. And let's receive him properly. And he makes all arrangements to receive him. And all the elephants were very nicely dressed with golden chains and everything. And with both the wives, Suniti and Suruchi, Uttanavada came to the entrance to the city and waiting there to receive Dhruva Maharaj back. And there Dhruva Maharaj saw him. As soon as Dhruva Maharaj arrived, he paid his obeisances to his father, Uttanavada's feet. He fell down and paid his obeisances. Uttanapada picked him up with both the hands and hugged him and kissed him on his head and felt, and tears started coming from Uttanapada's eyes. And after that, Uttanapada blessed Dhruva Maharaj in all possible ways. And next to Uttanapada was standing Surichi. Before seeing Suniti, he went to Surichi and paid his obeisances to Surichi. And Surichi also has changed her mind by now towards Dhruva. So Surichi also hugged him and blessed Dhruva Maharaj. So Krishna asked Melpathur, how can this happen? It's a whole conversation between Krishna and Melpathur back and forth. All the pastimes were discussed in depth. Krishna says to Melpathur, this Surichi is the one who is responsible for the whole problem. Now she has turned around 180 degrees like this. Why? Melpathur said, do I have to say this to you? He said, you're asking me a very difficult question, he said. That even those who are your worst enemies, if you decide, they can be your best friend next moment. There won't be any enmity. It's all because you are sitting inside their heart and making them your enemy. And the same person, if Krishna wants it, the same Suriji can be your best friend tomorrow. And therefore, is that not what has happened here? Krishna said, Melpathur, we will discuss it later. Move on to the next topic. Discussion there. So, then he sees that Uttama was standing there. He hugged Uttama. Dhruva Maharaj hugged Uttama. And then Dhruva was looking, where is my mother? Where is my mother? When he looked there, Suniti was standing a little further. When she heard that the sun is coming back, she was standing there and tears were coming for her eyes and her legs were a little bit shivery, seeing the whole emotions there. Narada Maharshi has told her before that when he is coming back, he will come back with a benediction in such a way that when he leaves the planet, he will have this ticket for liberation as well. That he will have, there will be no question that he will leave the planet, goes back to Vaikuntha. That will be the way he will be coming back. That means he will have everything already given to him, including liberation has been offered. So you can see here that when Suniti heard this, she didn't know what to say. Just like you can see sometimes the children, when they succeed in an exam, mother feels very happy about it, isn't it? So same thing, that here it is not passing an exam in this world or getting a scholarship or anything like that. Coming back, in bringing liberation as well with him. In liberation ticket, even that he has brought with him. So you can imagine that mother's happiness. We can't measure that. Dhruva Maharaj goes to his mother and fell down at her feet and paid her obeisances. Suniti took him by both hands and put him on her lap, and she started shedding tears on him. And the breast milk started flowing from the breast because of that affection. That in simple terms we can say that Suniti's feeling at that moment, you can't even explain that, what was happening through her mind. So she's not able to speak anything. She asking Suniti, where were you? Where did you serve Krishna? How did you serve Krishna? Have you had any food to eat? This is the mother's thinking going like that. Mother wants to ask so many things, but mother is not able to say anything. And she can't even speak. She's choked in the throat because of the happiness. Everyone glorified Suniti. And except Suniti, who else will have a child like this? Dhruva Maharaj. And everybody glorified Suniti more than anybody else. After hearing all this, Uttanapada also changed his heart. Approached relationship with Suniti. And for many years, he performed his duty, Uttanapada. And for some time, and then one day, Uttanapada felt that he should pass over the kingdom to Dhruva Maharaj. because I've got a son who has served Krishna and pleased him, and he has come here even with this authority of going back home back to Krishna after leaving this body. And so to such a person, the first thing is to hand over this administration to him. So he started realizing that Dhruva Maharaj has got the mercy. What about me? I have been ruling this planet. So immediately Uttanabada was installed Dhruva Maharaj as the kingdom in the king, and he went to the forest. Uttanabada went to the forest, served Krishna there. By then the news arrived at that time, there is no necessity for you to continue this service to Krishna, because of this one person, Dhruva Maharaj, the whole family has been given the liberation for all of them. So because of Dhruva, Uttanabada also got released from this material world. So he didn't know that he was given, but the news came to him in the forest that even he is released. And he only knew this when suddenly the plane landed to take him back and to back to Vaikuntham. Then in the next 10, 11 and 12, three chapters is about Dhruva's administration in the kingdom. Let's read that.
Dashamim Bradrahandrinam Yakshano Magarodhvadam Egamimolakam Gitvil Tisavikramamuchadim. Shidraswami says there that his brother Uttama was killed by the Yakshas in Alagapuri, and Dhruva goes to Alagapuri and kills all the Yakshas. And Dhruva's attacking nature as a Kshatriya king. That's what is spoken in the 10th chapter. Maitreya Vacham Prajapadir Duhidaram Shishumarasya Vai Dhruva Ubayami Brahmim Nama Talsudo Kalpavalsarav Ilayam Vibhayayam Vayo Putriyam Mahabala Putramulkaladamanam Yoshil Ratnamaji Janal Uttramastogudo Dvaho Magayayam Beli Yasa Kadavunajanina Dro Tanma Adashigadim Gada Dhruvo Bhradravadam Shutva Kopa Amarsha Shuchar Pidaha Jaitram Sandanamastaya Gadavunajana Alayam Gatuo Dijin Disham Raja Rudra Nijarase Vidam Dadrashahimaval Dronyam Purim Guhya Sangulam Dadmau Shangam Brahadbahu Kamdishas Chanuna Adayan Yeno Divna Dushakshatta Ubadevi Otrasan Prasham Tado Nushkramibalinam Ubadeva Maha Pada Asahamdastaninadam Abibedrudha Yudha Sadana Badadovira Ugradanua Maha Radha Egegam Yugabal Sarwan Ahanvana Istribistribi Devailalada Lagnaiste Ishubi Sarvayevahi Matva Nirasamalpanam Ashamsan Karma Dasyadal Tevijamu Murshendam Padasparshamivo Viragaha Shareira Vidyanyugabad Duganam Prajagir Shava Tada Pariganistram Shai Prasashulavara Shvadhai Shaktarishtivir Shumbushindibi Chitravajai Shareira Vi Abhivarshal Prakubida Saradam Sahasaradhim Inyandastal Ichandastal Pradigartumaidani Trayodasha Autanavadi Sadada Shastavarshena Burina Na ubadrashyata channam asare na yatha giri. Ha ha garasta devasi siddhanam divashyadam hatoyam manava suryo magna punya jana arnave. Na phalseya dudaneshu jayga shishadho mrathe udadishtad dragastasya nihara divabhaskara. Dhanur vrispu jayam divyam dushadam khedam udduhan astrokam vedamadbaner ghanani kamiva anila. Tasyade chapanarmukta bitva varmani rakshasam Kayanam Vishustigma Girishana Anishane Girina Shaneyo Yatha Malay Samshidyamananam Shirobishari Kundale Urubhir Hemadara Abhir Dorbhir Dorbhirvaleval Gubi Haragay Viramude Ushnish Cheshamahatane Astratra Astradastaranabhu Yajurubi Ramanohara Kadavashishtamidarena Jira Drachogana Chatriya Vajasayagai Prayo Vigna Vaiva Vidudruvar Mrigendra Vikri Edda Yutha Iva
അപശ്യമാന സദാദതായിനം മഹാമൃതേ കഞ്ചനമാനവോത്തമ പുരീം ദുദക്ഷന്നപിനാവിശൽദുഷാം നമായിനാം വേദചികീർഷിതം ജന ഇതി ബ്രുവം ചിത്രരഥസ്വസാരഥിം യത്തപരേഷാം പ്രതിയോഗശങ്കിത ശുശ്രാവശബ്ദം ജലധേരിവേരിതം നപസ്വതോ ദിക്ഷുരജോന്യദൃശ്യത ക്ഷണേനാച്ഛാദിതം വ്യോമഖനാനീകേന സർവദാ വിസ്ഫുരത്തടിതാ ത്രിദിക്ഷുത്രാസയൽ സ്തനയിത്മുന വപുരുഷോരുധിരൗഹസൃ പൂയമന്മൂത്രമേധസ നിഭേതുർഗഗനാദസ്യ കബന്ധാന്യഗ്രതോ നഖ തഥ ഗേദൃശ്യഗിരിർനിഭേതു സർവദോ ദിശം ഗതാപ്രിയനിസ്തൃംശ മുസലാസാശ്മവർഷിണ അഹയോഷനിശ്വാസോ വമന്തോഗ്നിം രുഷാക്ഷിഭി അഭ്യതാവൻ ഗജാമത സിംഹവ്യാഘ്രാശ്ചയൂഥശ സമുദ്രൗർമിഭിർഭീമ പ്ലാവയൻ സർവദോ ഭുവം ആസസാദ മഹാഹ്രാദ കൽപാന്തമിവ ഭീഷണ ഏവം വിധാന്യനേകാനി ത്രാസനാന്യമനസ്വിനാം സസുജുസ്തിഗ്മഗതയാ ആസുര്യാ മായയാസുരാ ധ്രുവേ പ്രയുക്തമസുരൈ സ്ഥാമയാമതിദുസ്തരം നിശാമിതസിമരയാ ശമാവംസൻ സമാഗത മുനയവൂജോ ഔത്താനപാദീ ഭഗവാം സ്തവശാർങ്ങധന്വാം ദേവീക്ഷിണോ ത്വനദാർത്തിഹരോ വിപക്ഷാൻ യന്നാമധേയമഭിധായന ശമ്യചാധാം ലോകോ അഞ്ജസാം തരതി ദുസ്തരമംഗമൃത്യും ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതീ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംവിധായാം ചതുർത്ഥസ്കന്ധേ ദശമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഏകാദശീ ദിയക്ഷാണാം ക്ഷയം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ മനു സ്വയം ആഗത്യ മാരയാമാസ ധ്രുവം തത്വോപദേശദാം ദെൻ ഇൻ ദി 11th ചാപ്റ്റർ ദാറ്റ് ധ്രുവ ഹാസ് ഫോട്ട് ദിസ് വാർ വിത്ത് ദ യക്ഷസ് ആൻഡ് കിൽഡ് എ ലോട്ട് ഓഫ് ദം അറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ടൈം സ്വയംഭൂ മനു കംസ് ദെയർ ആൻഡ് gave proper instructions to Dhruva. Dhruva made a mistake. Dhruva made a big mistake. That Swayambhumanu asked him that, why did you kill so many yakshas? What have they done? Your brother, stepbrother, Uttama, he got killed by one yaksha. For which you go and kill all these people, yakshas, without any discrimination? Is that not a proper thing? What is indicating to us? A devotee also will make mistakes. It's not that everything what a devotee does is going to be perfect. But the difference is, when a devotee goes and does something wrong, help will follow, Krishna will come behind and guide you in the right direction. And that is how this particular chapter is important. Swayambhumanu was sent there to instruct Dhruva that what he was doing was a wrong thing. To develop that hate and enmity towards Yaksha, the way it happened to Dhruva, was not acceptable. That was wrong. As a personality who worshipped Krishna and pleased Krishna and got the mercy from Krishna, he has gone and developed this enmity and hate towards Yaksha in this way for some fault what one Yaksha has committed and started killing without any mercy, continuously killing Yaksha. Dhruva was a very fierce fighter, Kshatriya king, isn't it? So he has used all his energy and he was expert in fighting. He killed. And therefore, Yakshas are the associates of Kubera. Kubera is Lord Shiva's devotee. Vaishravanam is also addressed as, and that is in Alagapuri, near Kailasam, his abode. So, when all these things happened, that Kubera was talking about this, Vaishravanam was talking about this, and Swayambhumanu heard this, Swayambhumanu spoke to Vaishravanam, and they all coming together to make Dhruva understand that he has made a mistake, and give up this enmity towards Yaksha. That was the advice from Swayambhumanu to Dhruva Maharaj. And Dhruva Maharaj says to Swayambhumanu, I have given up my enmity. Only a devotee can do this. Unless there is bhakti inside, otherwise you can see in this world, once an enmity is built up towards anybody, it goes through generations after that. Is it not? You will see that happening all over the world. Wherever you look. If an enmity is built up towards anyone in this world, and if it gets worse, like you can see the Shaprajavati's case itself, best example. It went on and on and on. Similarly, in Dhruva's case also, it was going in that direction. But Shrita Swami says there, because he was a devotee, he was able to say, I do not have any more enmity towards Yakshas. And stopped the war at that moment. All that will come in this verse. Maitreya Vacha Nisham Megadidameva Mrishinam Dhanushidruva സന്ധതേ സ്രുവസ്പൃശ്യ എം നാരായണ നിർമ്മിതം സന്ധീയമാനമേതസ്മിൻ മായാഗുഹ്യക നിർമ്മിത ക്ഷിപ്രം വിനീശ്വർ വിദുര ക്ലേശ ജ്ഞാനോദയേ യഥ തസ്യാ ശാസ്ത്രം ധനുഷി പ്രയുഞ്ജത സുവർണപുങ്കാ കളഹംസവാസസ വിനിസ്രത ആവിവിശോർ ആവിവിശോർ ദുഷദ്ബലം യഥാവനം ഭീമരവാ ശിഖണ്ഠിന തൈസ്തിഗ്മധാരൈ പ്രഥനേ ശിലീമുഖൈ ഇതസ്തത പുണ്യജനാവുവധ്രുത തമഭ്യതാവൻ കുപിത ഉദായുധ സുപർണമുദ്ധർദ്ധമണ ഇവാഹയ സദാൻ പൃഷൽക്കൈരഭിതാവതോ മൃധേ നികൃത്തബാഹൂരുശിരോധരോധരാൻ നിനായ ലോകം പരമർക്കമണ്ഡലം പ്രസന്തി നിർഭിദ്ധൈ ഊർധ്വരേതസ താൻ ഹന്യമാനഭിവീക്ഷ ഗുഹ്യക നാഗസശ്ചിത്രേന ഭൂരിശ ഔത്താനവാദിം കൃപയാ പിതാമഹോ അനുർജഗാദോപഗത സഹർഷിഭി മനുരുവാച അലം വത്സാദിരോഷേണ ത്വമോ ദ്വാരേണ വാപ്മന ഏന പുണ്യജനാനേത അവതീസ്തുമനാഗസ നാസ്മൽക്കുലോചിതം താത കർമ്മൈതൽസദ്വിഗർഹിതം വധോ യദൂവദേവാനാം ആരബ്ധസ്തേ കൃതൈനസാം നന്വേഗസ്യാപരാധേന പ്രസംഗാൽ ബഹവോ ഹത ഭ്രാതുർവധാവിതത്തേന ത്വയാംഗഭ്രാതൃവത്സല നായം മാർഗോ ഹി സാധുനാം ഋഷികേശാനുവർത്തിനാം യഥാത്മാനം പരാഗൃഹ്യം പശുവദ്ഭൂതവൈശസം സർവഭൂതാത്മഭാവേന ഭൂതാവാസം ഹരിം ഭവാൻ ആരാധ്യാപതുരാരാധ്യം വിഷ്ണോസ്തൽ പരമം പദം സത്വം ഹരേരനുധ്യാത തൽപം സാമപി സമ്മത കഥം ത്വവദ്യം കൃതവാൻ അനുശിക്ഷൻ സദാം വ്രതം തിദീക്ഷയാ കരുണയാ മൈത്രയാ ച അഖിലജന്തുഷു സമത്വനിത സർവാത്മാ ഭഗവാൻ സംപ്രസീദതി സംപ്രസന്നേ ഭഗവതി പുരുഷപ്രാകൃതിർ ഗുണൈ വിമുക്തോ ജീവനിർമുക്തോ ഭ്രമനിർവാണമർച്ചതി ഭൂതൈ പഞ്ചമിരാരബ്ധൈ രോഷിൽ പുരുഷമേ വഹി തയോർവ്യവായാസം ഭൂതി രോഷിൽ പുരുഷയോരിഹ ഏവം പ്രവർത്തതി സർഗസ്ത്രീ സംയമമേവ ച ഗുണവ്യതികരാരാജൻ മായയാ പരമാത്മന നിമിത്തമാത്രം തത്രാസിൽ ദുർഗുണപുരുഷ ഋഷഭ വ്യക്താവ്യക്തമിതം വിശ്വം യത്ര ഭ്രമതി ലോഹവൽ സഖുല്ലിതം ഭഗവാൻ കാലശക്ത ഗുണപ്രവാഹേണ വിഭക്തവീര്യ കരോത്യകർത്തൈവ നിഹന്ത്യഹന്ത ചേഷ്ടാ വിഭൂംനാ ഖലു ദുർവിഭാവ്യം സോനന്ദോ അന്ധകരക്കാലോ ആദിരാദികൃതവ്യയ ജനം ജനേന ജനയൻ മാരയൻ മൃത്യുനാന്തകം നവൈ സുപക്ഷോസ്തു വിപക്ഷമേവ വ പരസ്യ മൃത്യുർവിശദ സമം പ്രജ തം ധാവമാനം അനുധാവന്ത്യനീശ യഥാം രജാംസി നിലം ഭൂതസംഘ ആയുഷോപജയം ജന്തോസ്തദൈവോപജയം വിഭു ഉദാഭ്യം രഹിതസ്വസ്ഥോ ദുസ്തസ്യ വിദധാത്യസൗ കേചിൽ കർമ്മവദന്ത്യേനം സ്വഭാവമപരേ നൃപ ഏകേകാലം പരേ ദൈവം പുംസക്കാമമുദാപരേ അവ്യക്ത സപ്രമേയസ്യ നാനാശക്തുദയസ്യ ച ന വൈ ചികീർഷിതം ദാത കോ വേധാത സ്വസംഭവം തചേതൈ പുത്രകഭ്രാതുർഹന്താരോ ധനധാനുക വിസർഗാദാനയോസ്താദ പുംസോ ദൈവം ഹി കാരണം അസ ഏവ വിശ്വം സൃജതി സ ഏവാവതിഹന്തി ച അഥാഭിഹന്ഹംകാര അജ്യതേ ഗുണകർമ്മഭി യേഷ ഭൂതാനി ഭൂതാത്മാ ഭൂതേശോ ഭൂതഭാവന സ്വശക്തിയമായയുക്ത സജത്യത്തി ചപാതി ച തമേവ മൃത്യുമൂതം താത ദൈവം സർവാത്മനാപോഹി ഓപേഹി ജഗൽപരായണം യസ്മൈ ബലിം ശുസജോ ഹരന്തി ഗാവോ യഥാ വയനസി ദാമയന്ത്രിത യ പഞ്ചവർഷോ ജനനീം ത്വാഹ ത്വം വിഹായ മാതുസപത്യാവസാൻ ഭിന്നകർമ്മ മർമ്മ വനം ഗത തപസാ പ്രത്യേകക്ഷം ആരാധ്യ ലേഭേ മൂർധനി പദം ത്രിലോക്യ തമേന അംഗാത്മനി മുക്ത വിഗ്രഹേ വ്യപാശതം നിർഗുണമേകമക്ഷരം ആത്മാനമന്യച്ചുമയുക്തമാത്മയസ്മിന്നിതം ഭേദമസൽ പ്രതീയതേ ത്വം പ്രത്യകാത്മനി തഥാ ഭഗവത്യനന്ദം ആനന്ദമാത്രോപന്ന സമസ്തശക്തോ ഭക്തിം വിധായ പരമം ശനകൈരവിദ്യാഗ്രന്ഥിം വിഭേത്സ്യസി മമാഹമിതി പ്രരൂഢം സംയച്ചരോഷം ഭദ്രം ദേ പ്രദീപം ശ്രേയസാം പരം ഭൂതേന ഭൂയസരാജനഗദീന യഥാമയം യേനോപസൃഷ്ടാൽ പുരുഷാൽ ലോകമുദ്യുജ്യതേ ഭൃശം ന ഭൂതസ്ത്വദ്വശം ഗച്ഛേ ഇച്ഛന്ന ഭയമാത്മന ഹേലനം ഗിരിശഭ്രാതുർധനദസ്യ ത്വയാകൃതം യജ്ജഗ്നിവാൻ പുണ്യജനൻ ഭ്രാതുർഗ്നാ നിത്യമർഷിത തം പ്രസാദായ വത്സാശു സംനത്യാ പ്രശ്രയോക്തിഭി നയാവൻ മഹതാം തേജ കുലം നോഭിർഭവിഷ്യതി ഏവം സ്വയംഭൂമനു പൗത്രം അനുശാസ്യമനുർധ്രുവം തേനഭിവന്ദിത സാഗം ഋഷിഭീ സ്വപുരം യയോ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംസ്യം സംഹിതായാം ചതുർത്ഥസ്കന്ദേ ഏകാദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. സോ ഇൻ ദിസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ യു വിൽ സീ സ്വയംഭൂമനു കമ്മിംഗ് ദേർ, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ഫ്രം വേഴ്സ് 7th ഓൺവേർഡ്സ് ഈസ് സ്വയംഭൂമനു ഈസ് ടോക്കിംഗ് ടു ധ്രുവ. വാട്ട് ഡിസ് സ്വയംഭൂമനു സേസ്? സ്വയംഭൂമനു സേസ് ടു ധ്രുവ ദാറ്റ് there is nobody enemy friend here.
in this creation. When tamogunam comes in a person, that is when you start somebody as your friend and somebody is your enemy. Otherwise, there is no friend or enemy here. Ajnanam is the problem. Avidya or ignorance, which is tamogunam, is the cause of this friend and enemy business. Otherwise, there is no friend, there is no enemy here. On the platform of the spirit souls. That's why self-realized souls, they won't say, he is my friend, he is my enemy. We say very strongly, oh, he's a good friend of mine, we say. Oh, I don't know whether we understand this. Sometimes when we say this, what it means is that completely based on the body and based on the material relationships, you are saying this. Not really recognizing that Durvasana inside, which is Tamogunam inside, is forcing us to say this to others. It is forcing that Tamogunam to see somebody else's friend and somebody as an enemy. You can see all those verses from verse 7 onwards, right up to 35, the 28 verses, is full of knowledge of the self. By realizing the self and knowing who we are, this friend and enemy business will go. Otherwise it won't go. You can see in an individual level, in a family level, in a country level, international level, everywhere this is the same ignorance, is it not? We are thinking that I'm separate, you are separate, and we are not separate. That is what Manu is saying there. So Manu is saying to him that tam pratyagalpani tada bhagavat anandamananda matram upavanna samasta shakto bhaktim vidhaya paramam shanayai avidya grandhim vibhelsyasi mamahamiti prarudham. That avidya grandhi inside, ignorance inside, when it gets smashed, avidya grandhi gets smashed, then what will happen? Mamahamiti prarudham. That avidya grandhi in the form of me and mine, and that will also break along with that. So that is knowledge. That's what knowledge does. Whereas in the material world, we consider somebody as a friend and enemy. Whole life we make plans to smash the enemy and keep the friendship strong always, isn't it? That's the way material life is. There's nothing we can do. And it is that's what Swayambhu Manu is saying to you. See, this is the type of instructions Dhruva needed at that time. Instead of going and telling Dhruva, look, I'll be with you. I'll give you all the help what you need. He didn't say that. He gave him proper understanding. And that is Krishna's grace. When we are going in the wrong direction, to come and turn us in the right direction, that is Krishna's grace. Not that Krishna has sent so many friends with you to fight the coal issue with others. That's not Krishna's grace. This is Krishna's grace. So you can see Swayambhu Manu's approach there. How he spoke. He made Dhruva to understand that he is in ignorance. And got that right knowledge given to him. And Dwadashe Dhanadhena Vil Nandidapurama Gada Yatnya Irishtva Hare Sthanam Arirohedi Kirtyade. 12th chapter. He says there, Kubera was pleased by Dhruva's change of heart. And he and Dhruva comes back. And Kubera faith given him all facilities to perform sacrifices. Requires a lot of wealth, isn't it? So Kubera provided everything, and Dhruva Maharaj performed sacrifices and went back to his own abode, to Dhruva Maharaj planets. That is what is in the next chapter. We'll read that chapter and then stop it. Shri Maitreya Vacha, Dhruvam Nivartam Pradivudya Vaishasam, Abedamanyim Bhagavan Dhaneshwara, Tatra Agadascharna Yakshaginare, Samstuyamano Bhavadal Kridanjalim, Dhanada Vaja, Bobo, Kshatriya Dayada Paridushto Utsmide Nakha Yastam Vida Mahadesha Vairam Dustaja Matyaja Na Bhavana Vidya Chayat Nayaksha Bradaram Dava Kale Vahi Budanam Prabhura Pyavayom Aham Dvamitya Vartha Adiyatnyana Purusha Sehi Swapni Vavatya Dhyana Deya Bandha Vipayayo Tal Gachadruva Badram De Bhagavandama Dhokshajam Sarva Bhudalpa Bhavena Sarva Bhudalpa Vigraham Bajasu Bajani Yangri, Abhavai, Bhavachidam, Yuktam, Virahidam, Shaktya, Gunamai, Alpama, Ea, Vrnihi, Gamam, Narvayan, Manogadam, Matastamata, Autanavadi, Avishangida, Varamvarar, Hombujana, Abhavadeo, Arandaram, Tuam, Mayamanga, Shishrama, Maitrayuaja, Sarajaraja, Varai, Jodido, Drum, Habhagodo, Mahamadi, Harav, Savavregalism, Spradimyaya, Tarateyatne, Duretayam, Tama, Tasya, Pridiana, Manasatam, Dotway, Idavidas, Tada, Pashando, Andar, the Day, Sobi, Subiram, Pratibadhyada,
അഥായസദയജ്ഞേഷാം കൃതിപുർഭൂരിദക്ഷിണെ ദ്രവ്യക്രിയാദേവദാനം കർമ്മകർമ്മഫലപ്രദം സർവാത്മന്യച്യുതേ സർവേ തീവ്രൗഖാം ഭുക്തി ഭക്തിമുദ്വഹൻ ദദർശാത്മനിഭൂതേഷു തമേവ അവസ്ഥിതം വിഭും തമേവം ശീലസമ്പന്നം ബ്രഹ്മണ്യം ദീനവത്സലം ഗോപ്താരം ധർമ്മസേതൂനാം മേനിരേ പിതരം പ്രജാഃ ഷള് ത്രിംശത് വർഷസഹസ്രം ശശാസക്ഷതിമണ്ഡലം ഭോഗേ പുണ്യക്ഷയം കുർവൻ അഭോഗേ അശുഭക്ഷയം ഏവം ബഹുസമം കാലം മഹാത്മാ വിജലേന്ദ്രിയ ത്രിവർഗ ഉപായികം നീത്വ പുത്രയാദ നൃപാസനം അന്യമാനവിധം വിശ്വമായാരചിതമാത്മനി അവിദ്യാരചിത സ്വപ്ന ഗന്ധർവനഗരോപം അവസ്ത്രവ്യത്യ സുഹൃതോ ബലമൃദ്ധകോശം അന്തപുരം പരിവിഹാരഭൂശ്ചരമ്യ ഭൂമണ്ഡലം ചരതി മേഖലമാകലയ്യ കാലോപസൃഷ്ടമിതി സപ്രയോ വിശാലാം തസ്യാം വിശുദ്ധകരണ ശിവവാർവിഗാഹ്യ ബദ്ധ്വാസനം ചിതമരുന്മനസാ ഹൃദാക്ഷ സ്ഥൂലേതധാര ഭഗവൽ പ്രതിരൂപമേതം ധ്യായം സ്തവ്യവഹിതോ വിസജൽ സമാധോ ഭക്തിം ഹരോ ഭഗവതി പ്രവഹന്നജസ്രം ആനന്ദബാഷ്പകലയാ മുഹുരാദ്യമാനം വിക്ലദ്യമാന ഹൃദയം പ്ളകാഞ്ചിതോംഗം ആത്മാനമസ്മരസാവിധി മുക്തലിംഗ സദർശിമാനാഗ്രം തപസോ അവതരൽ ധ്രുവ വിഭ്രാജയദ്ശോ ദശദിശോ രാഗാവതിമിവോദിതം തത്ര അനുദേവ പ്രവരോ ചതുർഭുജോ ശ്യാമോ കിശോരാവരുണാംബുജേ ക്ഷണോ സ്ഥിതാവഷ്ടഭ്യഗതാം സുവാസസോ കിരീടഹാരാംഗത ചാരുകുണ്ഡലോ വിജ്ഞായതാമുത്തമഗായകിങ്കരം അഭ്യുത്ഥിത സാധു സവിസ്മൃതക്രമ നനാമനാമാനി ഗുണൻ മധുദ്വിഷ പാർഷൽ പ്രധാനാവിധി സംഹതാഞ്ജലി തം കൃഷ്ണപാദാഭിനിവിഷ്ടചേതസം ബദ്ധാഞ്ജലിം പ്രശ്രയം മൃഗന്ധരം സുനന്ദനന്ദാ ഉപസ്മൃത്യ സസ്മിതം പ്രത്യൂചതോ പുഷ്കരനാഭസംവദോ സുനന്ദനന്ദാവൂച്ചതു ഭോ ഭോ രാജം സുഭദ്രം ദേവാചം നോ അവഹിത ശൃണു യ പഞ്ചവർഷസ്തവസ ഭവാൻ ദേവമതീ നൃപൽ തസ്യാഗിര ജഗദ്ധാതുരാവാം ദേവസ്യ ശാർഗിന പാർഷദാവിഹ സംപ്രാപ്തോ നേതും ത്വാം ഭഗവൽപദം സുദുർജയം വിഷ്ണുപദം ജിതം ത്വയാ യൽ സൂരയോ പ്രാപ്യ വിചക്ഷദേവരം ആദിഷദ്ഛന്ദ ദിവാകരാദയോ ഗ്രഹരക്ഷതാരോ പര്യന്തി ദക്ഷിണം അനാസ്ഥിതം ദേ പിതൃഭിരന്യീരപ്യംഗ ഗ്രഹിച്ചൽ ആദിഷ്ടജഗദാമുന്തി തദ്വിഷ്ണോ പരമം പദം ഏതദ്വിമാന പ്രവരം ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോകമൌലിന ഉപസ്ഥാപിതമായുഷ്മൻ അധിരോടം ത്വമർഹസി മൈത്രയോവാച നിശമ്മ വൈകുണ്ഠനി വൈകുണ്ഠനിയോജ്യ മുഖയോർ മധുച്ചിതം വാചമൊരു ക്രമപ്രിയ കൃതാഭിഷേക കൃതനിത്യമംഗളോ മുനിൻ പ്രണമ്യാശിഷമഭ്യവാദയൽ പരിത്യഭ്യർച്ചതിഷ്ണ്യാഗ്രം പാർഷാദ അഭിവന്ദ്യ ചീയേഷതധിഷ്ഠാദും ബിഭ്രധ്രുവം ഹിരൺമയം തദുക്താനവാദപുത്രോ ദദർശ ശാന്തകുമാവദം മൃത്യോർമൂർധ്നിപദം ദത്വാ ആരുരോഹാദ്ഭുതം ഗൃഹം തദാ ദുന്ദുവയോ നേതൃമൃദംഗമണവാദ്യം ഗന്ധർവ മുഖ്യാ പ്രജഗോപേതു കുസുമവൃഷ്ടയാ നജസ്രലോകമാരോക്ഷൻ സുനീതിം ജനനീം ധ്രുവ അനു അന്വസ്മരകം ഹിത്വാദീനാം യാസേത്രവിഷ്ടവം ഇതി വ്യവസിതം തസ്യ വ്യവസായ സുരോത്തമോ ദർശയാമാസുദേവീം പുരോയാനിന ഗച്ഛതീം തത്ര തത്ര വശം സദ്ബീ പതിവൈമാനികൈ സുരൈ അവഗീര്യമാണോ ദൃശേ കുസുമൈ ക്രമശോ ഗ്രഹാൻ ത്രിലോകിം ദേവയാനേന സ്വതിവ്രജമുനീനവി പരസ്താദ്യൽ ഗുദ്രോഗതിർവിഷ്ണോ പദമഥാഭ്യകാൽ യൽ ഭ്രാജമാനം സുരജൈവ സർവതോ ലോകാശ്രയോഹന വിഭ്രാജന്തയേതേ എന്നാ വ്രജം ജന്തുഷയേന അനുഗ്രഹം പ്രജന്തി ഭദ്രാണി ചരന്തി യേ നിശം ശാന്ത സമദൃശ ശുദ്ധ സർവഭൂതാ നിരഞ്ജന യാന്ത്യഞ്ജസാച്യുതപദം അച്യുത പ്രിയഭാന്തവ ഇത്യുത്താനവദ പുത്രോ ധ്രുവ കൃഷ്ണപരായണ അഭൂൽഭൂത്രയാണാം ലോകാനം ചൂടാമണി രിവാമല ഗംഭീരവേഗോ അനിമിഷം ജ്യോതിഷാം ചക്രമാഹിതം യസ്മിൻ പ്രവതി ഗൗരവ്യം ഈഢ്യാമിവ ഭഗവാം ഗണ മഹിമാനം വിലോക്യാസ്യ നാരദോ ഭഗവാൻ ഋഷി ആദോദ്യം വിദുതൻ ശ്ലോകാൻ സത്രേ അഗായൽ പ്രചേതസാം ശ്രീനാരദവാച നൂനം സുനീതേ പതിദേവതായ സ്വസ്തപ്ത പ്രഭാവസ സദസ്യതാം ഗതിം ദൃഷ്ടാഭ്യുപായാനവിദേദവേദവാദിനോ നൈവാദിഗന്ധം പ്രഭവന്തി ഹിം കിം നൃപ യ പഞ്ചവർഷോ ഗുരുദാരവാക്ഷരഭിന്നേനയാദോ ഹൃദയനൈ ദൂയതാ മനം മദാദേശകരോചിതം പ്രഭം ജിഗായതൽ ഭക്തഗുണൈ പരാജിതം യക്ഷത്രബന്ധുർഭൂതസ്യാതിരൂഢം മഞ്ഞു ആരുരുക്ഷേത വിവർഷഭോഗൈ യക്ഷൽ പഞ്ചവർഷോ യദഹോഭിരൽപൈ പ്രസാദ്യ വൈകുണ്ഠമവാപ തൽപദം മൈത്രയവാചാം ഏതത്തെ അഭിഹിതം സർവമിൽ പൃഷ്ടോഹമിഹത്വയ ധ്രുവസ്യോദ്ധാമയശസ ചരിതം സമദം സദാം ധന്യം ശസ്യമായുഷ്യം പുണ്യം സുസ്തേനം മഹൽ സ്വർഗ്യം ധ്രൗവ്യം സോമനസ്യം പ്രശസ്യമഖമർഷണം ശ്രുത്വൈതച്ഛ്രദയാഭീഷ്ണമശ്ചിത പ്രേചേഷ്ഠിതം ഭവേത് ഭക്തിർഭഗവതീയാസ്യാൽ ക്ലേശസംക്ഷയ മഹത്വമിച്ഛതാദൂർത്തം ശ്രോതു ശീലാദയോ ഗുണ യത്ര തേജസ്തതിശ്ചൂനാം മാനോ യത്ര മനസ്വിനാം പ്രേത കീർത്തയിൽ പ്രാതസമമായ ദ്വിജന്മനാം സായം ച പുണ്യശ്ലോകസ്യ ധ്രുവസ്യ ചരിതം മഹൽ പൗർണമാസ്യം സീവാല്യം ദ്വാദശ്യാം ശ്രവണേ ധവ ദിനക്ഷയേ വിദീപാദേ സംക്രമേ അർക്കദിനേ പിവ ശ്രാവയൽ ശ്രദ്ധദാനാനാം തീർത്ഥപാദപദാശ്രയ നേച്ഛം സത്രാത്മനാത്മാനം സന്തുഷ്ടമിതി സിദ്ധ്യതി ജ്ഞാനമജ്ഞാതത്വായ യോ ദദാസ്യൽ പഥേയമൃതം కృపాలో దీననాథస్య దేవా తస్యానుగ్రహణదే ఇదం మయేతే విహితం కురుద్వః ధ్రువస్య విఖ్యాత విశుద్ధ కర్మణ హృత్వా అర్భక క్రీడనగాని మాధుర్ గృహం జ విష్ణుం శరణం యో జగామ. శ్రీమద్భాగవతీ మహాపురాణే పారమహంస్యం సంహితాయాం చతుర్థస్కందే తృతీయచరితం నామ ద్వాదశోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవిందో నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. చేతోదర్పణమర్జనం వౌమహాధావాగ్నిర్వాపణం శ్రేయకైలవజం విద్యావిదరణం విద్యావధూ జీవనం ఆనందాంబులివర్ధనం మృదివద పూర్ణామృతాస్వాదనం సర్వాత్మాశుభనం పరం విజయదే శ్రీకృష్ణ సంకీర్తనం. హరిబహుదా నిజ సర్వశక్తి తత్రార్తిదానేమిదా స్మరణేన కాల ఏదాదృశీ తవ కృపా భగవన్ మమావి హృదయమీదృశమిహాజనినానురాగాః తృణారవీషు నీచేన తరోరవీ సహిష్ణున అమానినామానదేన కీర్తనీయ సదాహరి. నధనం నజనం నసుందరీం కవితాం వా జగదీశ కామయే మమ జన్మని జన్మనీశ్వరీ భవదాద్భక్తిరహే దుహిత్వయీ. అయి నందతనూజకింగరం పతితాం మాం విషమే భవాంబుధౌ కృపయా తవ పాదపంకజస్థితదూళీ సదృశం విచిందయ. నయనం గలదశ్రుధారయా వదనం గద్గదరుద్ధయా గిర పులగైర్నిజదం గదావబూతవన్నామగ్రహణే భవిష్యతి. ఇదం నిమేషేణ చక్షుషా ప్రావిశాయితం శూన్యాయితం జగత్సర్వం గోవింద విరహేణ మే. ఆశ్లిష్య వా పాదరదాం వినష్టు మాం అదర్శనాం మర్మహదాం కరోతు వా యథా తథా వా విదధాద్విలం పటో మత్ప్రాణనాథాస్తు నయే వనాపర. After Uttanapada's time, Uttanapada left the world, or his time of administration, he went to the forest. Many wonderful things happened. In one instance, Drona Maharaj's younger brother Uttama, he went to the forest to hunt. That's why he went there. And Yakshas got into problem with him and they killed him. Because he went to a place where he was not allowed to go. At the wrong time he entered there, and that was the reason. So when Suriji heard this, the mother, she went to the forest. Everybody went there, Dhruva also. So, but in her upset situation, because she heard that Uttama has died, she lost her mind and left everybody else looking for him. She was in a crazy state and went into the forest, and it so happened that she got trapped in a forest fire, in a fire in the forest, and she died. And she died in that forest. So both Suriji and Uttama, they died early. Why did this happen? That is what Sridhar Swami mentions there. That because the words Suriji has spoken. Suriji should have never spoken like that. Preventing Dhruva Maharaj to sit on the lap of Uttanapada, that was bad enough. But that was not the whole reason behind it. To say that you should pray to Krishna to give birth in my womb and take birth from me as my son, then you can sit on Uttanapada's lap. Krishna felt that was a little out of the line. She crossed the line, in other words. And so Krishna said that time that Suriji will be punished, and this is that punishment. Suriji was punished this way, that she had to leave this body, got involved in this forest fire somehow. First of all, Uttama went, got killed by the Yakshas, and now Suriji got this result of that. Suriji followed that, and now Suriji got and left her body in that way.
So that is the punishment they are saying like that. So so because what you have to remember is that she offended Dhruva. Offended means not in an, by words alone, by hurt him so much, not realizing that he is going to be a devotee later. He has not become a devotee yet. So the punishment is like this, that he has not, Sudhiji has not offended a devotee, but Sudhiji has defended somebody who is going to become a devotee. That's all. So if a person whom, if you offend somebody, anybody in this world for that matter, if you offend anyone in this world, you can expect a punishment for that. But it is so cruel, I mean so harsh on Sudhiji for this punishment to happen. Reason, because Dhruva Maharaj was going to be a devotee later. He has not become a devotee yet. So what it is teaching us is, it's better not to look whether somebody is a devotee or not a devotee. Better not to offend anybody. That is the lesson. Whereas what do? We say, Karmi, you can do anything with him. He's a Karmi after all, he's not a devotee. Devotee, oh, we shouldn't offend. That approach is also wrong. The best thing is not to offend anybody. Because you don't know who you become a devotee tomorrow. Is it not? How do you know somebody is going to become a devotee or not? We are thinking based on institution and based on the people whom we know that he is a devotee, we shouldn't offend him. Even if he is doing something wrong, we still try to cover up things and saying that, oh, he is a devotee after all. And in the, for the sake of this so-called devotee, we will offend somebody else outside. But that is not what Dhruva Maharaj's lesson is. The lesson is this, that best thing is not to analyze whether somebody is devotee or not. Because Dhruva has not become a devotee at this point in time when this was happening. But it happened to him. So therefore, what will happen to whom, when, nobody knows in this world. Anybody in this world can become a devotee any time in life. And therefore, best thing is not to trouble anybody in this world. So, Dhruva did not stay quiet when he heard this, that Dhruva looked for him, but he couldn't find anyone in Uttama. So, he says, So Dhruva Maharaj says there that he felt that probably he is thinking that the Yakshas have killed him. Then this is not fair. Dhruva felt like that in his mind. He declared war against the Yakshas. And Dhruva was a good fighter. He will fight. And he knew everything about the different techniques of fighting a war, using Maya to fight. And these Yakshas are friends of Vaishravana, Kubera's friends. And problem is that we people can't even see them. Whereas Dhruva Maharaj had the capacity to know them, Yakshas. So, like in the olden days, these people who performed this different Abhijaravurti means, you know, this Mantravadam, through mantras they can create friends, enemies and all that, affecting, influencing somebody's mind. So when they perform their karma, different rituals, you won't see them, but the result you can see happening. There are so many different deities whom you can worship like that. You won't see them while worshipping. But the after effect of that, you will experience from that, something similar to that. So you can see Dhruva's capacity. He decided to completely wipe out these Yakshas from here. It was at that time, Swayambhu Manu comes there with Vaishravana or Kubera, and they talk to Dhruva Maharaj and stop the war. So, somehow or the other, Dhruva had to get involved in all these things, isn't it? So, as long as we are living in this world and we will, as in the human body, living here, there is always a possibility we will get involved in something. It's very difficult to completely stay out of that. But the only thing what you can do here is, if you have taken complete shelter of Krishna, then you will get some protection from this. But to think that, oh, I won't get involved, that will not work. You will somehow get involved. You may try your part not to get involved, thinking that, oh, if I get involved, why should I get involved? But circumstances will develop in such a way in life, it will pull you, suck you into that, and you will get involved unnecessarily. And then you will start thinking, like, why did I get involved in all these things? But what can you do? That is material world. That's the way material nature works. Prakriti works like that. Maya's job is that. She has to get you involved, and you are trying not to get involved. That will not going to happen. But what we can do here, the limited capacity, what we can do, our limited power, is to take Krishna shelter as best as possible, so that when you do get involved, at least it will not hit you so badly in the way. That so that's what he'll say, and you'll get some protection there. That is being taught here. That's what being taught here. So 36,000 years he ruled the planet, and then Dhruva handed over the planet to his children to rule, went to the forest to perform penances, and he went to Badrikashram. Badrikashram, that's where he went, Dhruva went. So Krishna is waiting there for him to come back, and because it is time for him to Badrikashram only, he goes back to the Dhruva's planet. He goes there. So he sent the plane for Dhruva to go back, and Dhruva was completely absorbed in Krishna with his meditation and the bhakti process he was executing. And it's long, long ago that he has seen Krishna, 5-year-old, isn't it? Now you can imagine 36,000 years have gone, and now he has gone back to the forest. So this time he didn't see Krishna, but the plane came with all the Parshadas, that Krishna's associates, isn't it, representatives have come. That they told him, my dear king, that at the age of 5, in 6 months' time, you have pleased Krishna, and you are that personality, and nobody else has got this, what you have been given, and you will not find anybody in this creation who, at the age of 5, served Krishna for 6 months and pleased Krishna like that. There is no history before in this world, and therefore this plane has been sent for you to come back, and you can now get in, they say to Dhruva. Immediately, Dhruva goes to Alaknanda river, the river that flows in Badrinath, bathes in the Alaknanda river, bathes himself, and after that, many other rishis and sages, they are present in Badrinath. They are performing their penances there. Dhruva said goodbye to all of them and said that, I am going to Vaikuntha. Is anybody, any of you want to come with me? He's asking them, and to come with me. They are saying to him that you can go. You can go because every one of us, individual planes will come for us to go. We will come in that flight, our own aeroplane. So when you have your own ticket booked, airline ticket, why you have to go in somebody else's plane? So he said, the rishis told him that you can go, we'll come on our own. So Dhruva Maharaj paid obeisances to all of them, and Dhruva Maharaj left. So when he was going to enter into the aeroplane, it was at that time death personified comes there. And he is like this, that he is like, inspects all your, checks all your documents, you know, like when you go from one country, you got all your passport and visas and all other entry permit or whatever it is. So he's at the border, isn't it? He stands at the border, the people who check their documents. So, and he also wants to check if you are carrying anything which is not allowed, like drugs or gold or whatever that is not allowed, or alcohol, things like that. And that is his job. He has to check. In fact, what he means is that he verifies that, are you qualified for that, going back to Vaikuntha, isn't it? So his job is to make sure that you are not carrying anything with you which you are not allowed to carry. Like in the airport, you see they put the board, what you can and what you can't, isn't it? They tell you the whole list. So So they are examining Dhruva Maharaj at that time, and Dhruva Maharaj is going back. So, and the instructions has come from the big boss, from the Vaikuntham, isn't it? It's come. So Antaka has come there, and there it is. One verse interesting there. If you look into that 12th chapter, what does it say? In the 12th chapter, look into that verse, 29th verse.
Paritya bhircha dishni agrim parshada abhivandyacha yesha tadadhishtadum vibradhubam hiranmayam.
This is that verse talking about our Dhruva Maharaj's return. That he says here, Dhruva is going back. Andaga, his job is to make sure that you don't take this body with you. You have to change the body, isn't it? Spiritual body you have to get to go there. So he is, that is their problem. That Andaga is saying, that personified Dhruva, Yama Dharmaraja's representative saying, that you can't go with this body. Vibradhubam Hiranmayam, where is your body is not available. So, but they have not thought about this, that Dhruva has no death. Dhruva has no death. For example, when Ajamila left, he was told you to throw the old body here. And in the Bhagavatam, what did he do? When he, you know, like school children, say about 8 years, 6, 8 years old, when they get some new clothes, parents have brought for them, and you want to try it out, the old dress, it throws away. And so you can do whatever you want with it. You see, children do like that. Because they are affected by the new dress. They want the new dress to wear. So old dress, how they throw away? Similarly, Ajamila, when he was sent to spiritual world, when he got his journey back home, he threw away his old body here and left. Isn't it? So Dhruva did not go in that way. Dhruva's journey was different. His existing body itself turned into Satchidananda. Satchidananda body. All this is bit difficult, isn't it, to understand. And to Satchidananda means Satta Chitta Anandam, Satchidananda Swarupam. That means it's not a material body anymore, like the way it used to be. It has become spiritual. And the Antaka, the one who has come to examine the documents and make sure that he has got everything, that he didn't know that this can happen, that the body can change. The same material body, gross material body, material elements can become Satchidanandam, Satchidanandam. So he started thinking, did I make a mistake? I'm not supposed to check all these things, isn't it? So because he also knows that if he does something wrong, he could get transferred from there, it's no good for his job. So all these things can happen. So he was frightened. There's only one thing now left. He has to please Dhruva so that he doesn't get a black mark, or he doesn't get a transfer or something like that from this job. So what he says, he wanted to please Dhruva. So what he says to him, that normally when we get into these planes, there will be a ladder to step in into that flight. So, but this plane which goes to Vaikuntham, it doesn't have this ladder to step in. So, so we need, normally when you go to Vaikuntham, you don't need a ladder. So therefore, Dhruva does not require that, but still Dhruva would like something to step onto the plane. So at that time, Antaka, the death personified, says to Dhruva, that put it on my head and you can climb onto the aeroplane. Put your feet on my head and climb there. So Antaka stood there with his head down, and Dhruva put his feet on the top of Antaka's head. And when he put his head on top of the Antaka's head, when he put his feet on top of Antaka's head, Narada Maharshi was standing there. He clapped his hands like this for glorifying. Why? Narada felt happy. His disciple, isn't it? His disciple is going back home, back to Godhead. Spiritual master is feeling happy. He's saying, and that too, putting his feet on top of Antaka's head. So, has this happened to anybody else in the past? Never. Narada Maharshi was excited seeing all these things. The fly plane left and it started traveling its journey back. After a while, Dhruva Maharaj says to all the Vaikuntha people, the associates who come from Vaikuntha, that stop the plane for a minute, he said, in the air. Already it's there. So the associates thought maybe Dhruva Maharaj has forgotten something, either his wallet or credit card or something like that. What is delaying this whole trip? So, but have you forgotten anything? They asked him. He said, yes, I've forgotten to take my mother with me. He said, where is my mother? Because of her all these things have happened. Because of Sunidhi. He completely accepted that. Sunidhi has not been his mother, this would not have happened in his life. So he feels that gratitude so much to his mother. So he says to her that and that mother who has given me this return journey and that we have to important thing again stresses in the Bhagavadam. Narada Maharshi particularly mentions this in the Bhagavadam. That all that qualifications of Dhruva Maharaj is a qualification of Sunidhi. Sunidhi's quality is what you find in Dhruva, not Dhruva's. Dhruva's on his own nothing. It's all Sunidhi's special qualifications. That is what that verse is saying. It's the 41st verse, the last in the 12th chapter. Nuvinam Sunidhe, Narada Maharshi is saying. Nunam suni de padidevadaya stava prabhava se sudasyadam gedim drishtva bhivaya nabiveda vadino naivadi gandham brahmavandigim rupa. Mother's qualifications. Narada Maharshi is saying there. Nunam suni de padidevadaya stava prabhava se sudasyadam gedim. Her tapasa, her prabhavam is what is given direction for her son. Sudasyadam gedim. Drishtuabi Upayanabi Vedavadino Naivadi Gandam Prabhavandikim Drapaha Prabhavandikim Drapaha. So Sunidhi was thrown out of the kingdom. Sunidhi was thrown out from the palace that along with her son by Uttanapada, isn't it? And the king never gave any attention to her afterwards, after she was taken away. Even after that, look at Sunidhi's heart, how good it was that Uttanapada is her husband and she is the person who considers husband as good as God. As good as God. That as far as she is concerned, Uttanapada is everything for her. To that surrendered she was to Uttanapada, even though Uttanapada has done. Of course, this thing what Bhagavadam is saying, if you say in this modern world, it won't fly. Prabhupada had enough problem for saying this. One American reporter, Miss Nixon, she thought Prabhupada has gone crazy for saying this. And she asked some questions you can see in the conversations between Prabhupada and Sandy Nixon, that's her name, she says to him. That this is the age where we are into liberation and equality, isn't it? And if you say to the wife that you have to consider the husband as your God, or you have to worship him as God, it's not going to run. It's not going to work. And people will take it in the wrong way also, because they won't understand it, first of all. And this is one difficulty. When you are presenting these things in what is spoken in the Bhagavadam in the modern world, because the world has a different wavelength, it's operating, isn't it? Today, this is the age where we all consider equal, is it not? And nobody likes anybody instructing them. Nobody wants any authority in this world. And it is in this world we are trying to present the Srimad Bhagavatam to them. They'll think, is any wonder that they have branded Bhagavatam as some crazy literature from some old man sitting in the forest has written all these things? They can't understand. It is difficult because of the frame of mind. That is what it is there. So we don't know what will happen. How when we are saying Bhagavatam to people, how they will take it, it's very, very difficult. Unless you have understood in depth the thoughts behind it, principle behind it, you can very easily reject Bhagavatam on the basis of this, on this kind of statements. So even they were planning that this, you can imagine this women's liberation movement and equality and all that, to how far it has gone, is it not? I mean, it's a complicated world. Better to put, keep it simple like that. It's a very complicated world, and to make some sense out of all these things is very, very difficult. What's going on? It's very difficult. All we can do, the rishis out of there, because they have seen the life in this world and they knew that what is best for us, they have told us, if you follow this, you can escape from this miseries once for all. Therefore, they set up a system like this. It's not that rishis, what does rishis want from us by making, subjugating us to somebody? Are they going to gain anything? They don't want anything. They have their own realizations, understanding. They set up a system like this, that the husband should surrender to Krishna and serve him wholeheartedly all the time. And for the, therefore, husband is given more responsibility in spiritual life. The wife, because she has in a different role she has to play in this world, she has been given a responsibility, but surrender is the principle all the time, which is called bhakti. That bhakti means this surrender. Whether you surrender to Krishna, whether you surrender to the husband, you have to surrender. The ahankaram inside is causing the problem. Now, if you keep on whipping up this ahankaram in a person, where is it going to end? You can see what education does, modern education. When the child comes out after the school and college, he's so proud about his own position in this world, and he challenges everybody, anyone and everyone. There's no point in talking Srimad Bhagavatam to them. It's not going to work. This is where the main difficulty here, that Vedic philosophy is to always to make us aware to surrender. How to surrender and kill that ego inside, which is developing. Whereas modern life is always to pop up the ego as best as you can, telling you that if you are not in control, that means you have to be in control all the time. Who can be in control of any situation here? But therefore, that this law, this freedom, what we are declaring and looking for, that is not something applies to Suniti. Suniti does not believe in that. Suniti followed the rishis. So therefore, that's why Suniti's approach is different towards her husband. And she accepted in that way. No, that's what it says there. Nunam Suniti Pati Devadaya. For husband is Devada for her. Tapa Prabhavasya Sudasyadam Gadim. That her tapasam prabhavam, all that her potential capacities is such that sudasya dam gadim, that gave way to Dhruva Maharaj. It is not Dhruva Maharaj that this has happened. That's what you have to remember. That this success of Dhruva Maharaj's whole spiritual activity, in 6 months' time he realized Krishna and got this sanction from Krishna to go back to the spiritual world, go to Dhruva Maharaj's planet. All the success what Dhruva Maharaj had in spiritual life is not due to Dhruva, it's due to Suniti. That is, Narada Maharshi specifically mentions in the Bhagavatam that. How important that is. So he says, and that Dhruva Maharaj got the benefit from that. Suniti's qualifications resulted in Dhruva Maharaj getting the benefit from that. So, and when this is a situation, Dhruva Maharaj is fully conscious of that. He is saying that when this has all happened, how can I expect my mother to remain back here in this world? And I'm going back to Vaikuntham and living there comfortably. That's not proper. I must have my mother also in the same flight to go back. So at that time, the Parshadas or the associates who had come, they knew, they said to him that Krishna knows this, that you are going to say like this at this point in time. So therefore, before you left, there is another plane going far away in the sky. Your mother is traveling in that plane. Mother is already going in that flight. You are actually behind her. She is already on her way. When Dhruva looked, Dhruva could see that plane going back to Vaikuntham. Isn't it? And from there, Suniti was waving. Dhruva Maharaj also waved from there. So Dhruva became very happy and then they left. And you will not find a story like this anywhere else. Because Dhruva, of course, saved Krishna, got liberated. But because Dhruva got liberated, Suniti also got liberated. Suniti also got liberated. That means that Krishna has this nature also. If you are related to somebody and or connection somewhere, if you get liberated, Krishna will let you go also. Somebody else also with that. It is like that. Sometimes it happens like that. So, sometimes you can see when there is a big feast or something, that suppose you are gone for the feast, and suppose your host is very well, happy with you, then what he will think about your family also, and send you some extra prasadam with you, give it to them, and tell you, send some prasadam with you, isn't it? Something similar to that here. Dhruva is going back, so Krishna is obviously pleased with Dhruva. He says, I have to think about your mother as well, isn't it? Mother should also go back. So send another flame for mother also. So this kind of dealings you will only see in bhakti. In jnanam, nothing, you won't find. In bhakti, Krishna deals with people like this. Depending on your relatives, friends, these things are taken into account. And sometimes he will send a plane for others also. There are many examples like this. So, at the end of this Dhruva story also, Sridhara Swami is talking to us about the glory of bhakti. Glory of bhakti. Here says it, hear Dhruva's story, he says here, and try to become like Dhruva. Try to become like Dhruva. Serve Krishna. That is the responsibility of human life. And everything will be taken care of, what is required in this world and the life hereafter. And Dhruva got everything, isn't it? He got wealth and he got success over his enemies, health and a long span of life. Everything he gave to Dhruva, and eventually Dhruva's planet as well. This is the beauty of serving Krishna. Beauty of serving Krishna. And whatever we need in this world also will be taken here. Plus, Krishna will also take care of what happens after death. All the reasons for all of these things is that Dhruva has served Krishna, saying that Dhruva Charitam story finishes. Dhruva story finishes in the Bhagavatam. After this, it's a Pridhu story, Pridhu Maharaj story, and that you will see tomorrow. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Dinadhyapa Prabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.